Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Damn Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global. Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you. All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here I am. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Point was powerful. This is a no-win situation. I'll give you a call in about an hour and a half. I survived it, and I'm at the end of it.
Of generations who have kept you down with myths of opportunity, and we give it back to you, the people.
Brother, it's time for the mortals to pay.
Release the Kraken!
Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm hearing a lot of feedback, a lot of static in my ear. I don't know if that's going out to you. I don't know. I'm going to pretend it's not. I'm just going to pretend Blog Talk hates me. But you guys are there to protest Blog Talk by listening to me. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We are global. I am Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're listening to Hammer Radio Network. The clock says I should be on for a couple of hours. Who knows how long I will be if you've been listening to the show lately, been doing things. But we're going to get right to it. Normally I pick a subject, we get into it. There's just so much stuff that's happening. Sometimes you want to be clever and say, okay, we're going to talk about, you know, the president, ex-president is back, blah, 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 key into one thing, abortion, guns, what? It's just too much, too much, too much. So we're going to talk about everything. Everything we're going to talk about. And if you want to talk about everything or you just want to say hello to me, and that'd be nice. 319-527-6099. That's the number to come into the studio. 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in. That's the number to get you worldwide, globally. Compete with those assholes. Every other person has a podcast. You know, maybe radio is a dying breed. Fuck radio. I could turn this into a podcast if I want to, and I thought about it many times. But I miss my friends. My friends come into the studio. Here's the subject. Title. America got fucked. It's pregnant. And it can't get an abortion to clean up the shit. That's it, in a nutshell. I mean, wherever you look, America is getting fucked. But the that community, the abortion community, our politics is just out of control. Right and wrong is just no place for it no more in America. killing people in Russia, but without going to Russia, and backing billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars to Ukraine to fight our war, which we have done before. And the only thing you get to see is how many people die in Ukraine, what is the massacre, and the president asking for more funding and more weapons. Every day, every day. Of course, the abortion issue. And not to mention the shit that's in the theaters these days. Oh, my God. I mean, you just pack on, you just put a label on some shit and call it Marvel, and it'll make $1 billion. They're not even trying to make movies anymore. They're just trying to get the streaming, trying to get the movie dollars. Tom Cruise. I mean, you know you're in trouble when you have a guy about 60 years old and he's box office buffo. You know you're in trouble when the second best grossing movie before this, about a week ago or 2 weeks ago, it was about Elvis Presley, and Elvis Presley wasn't that good. And again, Tom Hanks was the lead, and Tom Hanks is not even getting the applause that he should be. They're not even using his name. It's like this entitled bitch from Europe is playing Elvis Presley, and Tom Hanks is like the aftermath. He's like the afterbirth. These are our grossing movies. All right, you know, now we're catching up with the Minions. Okay, I understand that. You got Thor, Love of Thunder. I mean, you know you're in trouble when Thor, who is a god who wants to come to Earth to find himself and has an ex-girlfriend. What kind of god is that? He's fucked up. And that's what leaves us where we are today. America got fucked, now pregnant, can't get an abortion to clean the shit up. What is going on? Government in schools, police too cowardly to engage gay, lesbian groups out of control. White women taking to the streets because they want the right to be a whore, running around, not being accountable for their sex acts. No safe sex here, but don't take that abortion away from me. We're going to use it as a break glass just in case. A black man gets shot by a lot of cops, I think 64 times. I've seen the video. He comes out of the car wearing a ski mask on 110-degree weather. Huh. And nobody's really talking about his ass, and I'm really curious. What has he done that nobody has talked about his stupid ass? There's no hardly any marches going on with him. You know, some people say 64 times. 64 times, that's what says it. Shut up. If you're innocent, one time is excessive. What? Oh, they just shot his ass 5 times. It's okay. It's not an excessive thing. They just shot his ass 10 times. Is that still okay? Okay, that's okay. How about 20 times? Well, 20 times, I don't know. Girl... 20 times. I just don't know. It's on the borderline. Shut up. Morons. Anyway, I want to know about this guy. So when we come back, we're going to get right to the committee, the last part of the committee. Because Donald's back. You know what I mean? Donnie boy is back. Not only that, he's back, he's ready to run for president. It cracks me up that when he, you know, I'm so happy when he was gone. Let me see. Let me see if we got a montage of Donald Trump. It's always fun to play a montage of Donald Trump. Cracks me up. Makes me smile. Let me see. Just hours before the January 6th Select Committee held anyway, that wasn't fun. So he's back now. Even though they're talking about how bad he's doing, what he did, and his secret coup. He still leads. He still leads in a Republican Party primary. How bad is the Republican primary, man? I mean, really, how bad? How bad is it that this old man, this forgetful, idiot old man, can still do his blazing, take over the country? No, I don't want to go away. I want 4 more years. Get away. Okay, everybody, they're trying to take the job away from me. Yeah, let's have a coup. Come on, everybody, let's go. Let's bring in the QAnon, babe. That's right. Let's get the drunken lawyer. That's it. Let's get it all set. I just don't understand. I don't understand. But it's back to my song that I was going to play. This was about January when Biden became president. I said, be careful because that guy is going to come back. And I like to play my song to open up the show. Here we go. You know, miss you guys. One of you guys miss me. I don't know if you miss me or not. But here you go. Here's the song. And this is Donald Trump. Watch. I don't like that version. I don't like that version. I don't like that version. I guess that's supposed to be the version. You think anybody ever said that after they had sex with a virgin? I don't like that version of that. Okay, let me see if I can get it right.
So willing to pay, you cry in your tea, which you heard in the sea when you see me go by. Why do you say? Remember we made an arrangement when you went away. Now you're making me mad. Remember, despite our estrangement, I'm your man. You'll be back soon, you see. You'll remember you belong to me. You'll be back, time will tell. You'll remember that I served you well. Oceans rise, empires fall. We have seen each other through it all. And when push comes to shove, I will send a fully armed battalion to remind you of my love. Da 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 da.
So don't throw away the thing we heard.
So that's the beginning of the show, everybody. You got the phone number? And hopefully it'll last that long. 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio. That's the number to get you to talk to me. Again, 319-527-6099. And you're listening to me, Brian Hammer Jackson. And we'll start the show right after I get some coffee. And we're going to have a good show.
You on drugs?
Yes, I am. I am. We'll be right back after this.
Rosetta. Sweet Rosetta fat. She thought she was a cleaner, but she was a frying pan. Yeah. The picker. Picks of the fingers, good. Okay.
You know, we're going to be jumping around a lot. Get your track shoes on. So much to say, so much to talk about. I still can't, things are coming in about the school. You know what I'm talking about, the elementary school tragedy. Here it says 19 killed. I don't know if they updated it or not. About the police force that were just waiting around. Parents were going in classrooms, getting their children out when the gunmen were walking around. I remember the first, it was the sheriff. He was just, they had to put somebody up there for a quick, update on what's going on. And he looked like somebody just threw him up there, and it was hunting season, and his eyes were wide open, and the cameras were guns, and they shot the hell of the sheriff. Well, they shot the sheriff. Huh. Wait a minute. Something's coming to me. I mean, everything's like a song. Yeah, they shot the sheriff, but they didn't shoot the deputy. They got the sheriff. And it was Well, anyway, here's his interview. Here's this interview. Now, this, mind you, the interview was May 27th, so we know a lot of stuff that happened since then. But, oh boy. Well, here are some of the comments before the interview. So maybe it'll give you more of an insight on what's going on. Again, this was May 27th. I guess it just happened. Everybody's going nuts. Kids are dying everywhere. Parents are going into the schools getting their children when a gunman is walking around. Then there's rumors that they're being arrested in handcuffs because they didn't obey the order. And they put this sheriff in front of the cameras, and he did the best he could. And with the cameras, they shot the sheriff. But they didn't shoot the deputy. I wonder, where's the deputy? Where was the deputy at the time? Sheriff John Brown. Okay. Look it up. It's a song. Anyway, some of these people, and I don't read comments because comments are trolls. Anytime there's a comment on YouTube or anywhere else or Yelp or whatever, they're trolls. Because normal people do not put comments. Case in point, you go to a restaurant. See, back in a day, don't worry, I'm coming back to the kids. I'm coming back to the kids, baby. I told you we're going to be jumping around. Jumping around. But we're coming back to the sheriff. Back in the day when I used to take the ladies out, and I did take the ladies out, and they had a time of their lives. All of them. Thank you. They're not here to say it, so I will say it for them. You're welcome. And it was proud when they gave me the check. And then I got the check, and it was like a little book and a check, and I took that check out. And then you know what I did back in the day? I took money out of my wallet. It was green. It was real money. Presidents on there, dead presidents on there. And I put the tip in. Everybody in that restaurant saw me tip that woman. And she was good for that day for that $1.50. Doesn't matter what I ate. $1.50. Could have been a steak dinner. $1.50. But I tipped. Nowadays, some of these restaurants put built in the tip for you because of people like me. Well, apparently you got to pay 15% or 20% of the meal. So if you can't count, you didn't go to school, you went to public school, the tip is in the bill. They say, here it is, motherfucker. If you're going to tip, you know, tip right. You know what I'm saying? How did we get here? I don't know. That's why I said hang in there. I don't know. But we're going to get there. So we go back to the school. So we go back to the school. And here's the sheriff doing his first interview right after it happened. That poor little bastard. I mean, a poor son of a bitch. But before we play him, here are some of the comments. Here we go, a month ago. This guy's name is Bofo. So you got to take these people serious by the name they use when they make these comments. So here's Bofo. He's completely speechless. He just heard the sheriff. And this is what he had to say. He's completely speechless. Many students could have been saved if the police hadn't waited for so long. What a failure to the police. They should also be held accountable for this. Do you believe this too? Should the police be held accountable for not engaging? What are we going to do? Now we're going to put the police up for trial or murder? They got orders. Problem is, nobody gave them orders. That's how policemen work. Here's another guy. His name is Buffalo Bill. The police acted like they were security guards waiting for the police. Who else is allowed to help the police want to do it while preventing others from helping. They have way too much power to prevent you from saving your child if they don't want to. Absurd. Okay. This guy's name is Mark Martin. I really don't care. I'm saying it. It is completely shameful that the story keeps changing, but one thing is for sure. Parents desperately wanted to get inside to their kids, and the cops just totally blew it all the way around, and their stories are still changing. This is unbelievable, and I am completely disgusted. And I also know well that the story will continue to evolve in this best manner to protect the police department, they said. My heart aches for the kids. This guy's name is Loose Connection. With a name like Loose Connection, we should listen to him. He says 80 minutes. They should be ashamed, if not criminally charged with negligent homicide. That's true. They waited almost an hour and a half before they engaged. I guarantee you, if two niggas stole a tennis shoe, they would have been engaged before they got it out of the bag. They would have been engaged with body armor or everything and all that blah, 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 blah. All they had to say is, hey, you know, y'all, there's some niggas with guns in what? Bang, 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 bang. Okay, Bob, time to go to lunch. I shot the sheriff, but I could not find my deputy. This person, his name is Colin, the Irishman. I don't know why he needs to have that in the name. Who gives a fuck? But his name is Colin the Irishman. This is what he has to say. This makes the whole thing worse. These officers failed these children miserably. Cowards, everyone. Cowards. In my country, we would have killed them all. And then go have lunch, which is magically delicious. Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are done. Okay. One more, and then you will hear the sheriff. You guys miss me? Does anybody miss me at all? Nobody misses me. Just because you guys don't miss me, if I'm still around, we're going to review other shows that are on the same time I am. That's always fun. Entertaining. Oh, Danny boy, the pun, I think that's a Boston song. I think that's Boston. You go to, there's a new thing on commercial in California. I love it. It's about this idiot. But he wants, it's beer. It's beer. But the announcer goes, oh, your cousin from Boston. You know, it's always this idiot that's on the ballpark and he's watching the game from his car, listening to it. I mean, he's listening to it on the radio in his car, and he gets hit in the head from a home run or something. They'll say, ah, your cousin from Boston. Oh, God, I miss Boston. Boston. I have to say it right. Boston. Boston. Mm. All right, let's watch this. I set it up enough. My cousin's from Boston. And this guy's name is Stuntman Dan. They forgot the part where wounded grandma called the police on her grandson for shooting her. That's a big part right there. There was a story I heard, and then we're going to go to the tape. There's a story I heard. The guy killed his grandma. And I'm not quite sure that he stole her car or not, but he was driving really quickly. I don't think his first target was a school, but I think he crashed, if I'm not mistaken. And there was a guy there, thought he needed help, and then all of a sudden the shooter or the gunman shot at the guy, and the guy ran. All this was going on. And then he was right by the school. Now, that's what I heard. I don't know if it's true or not. But I know he shot his grandma. Who would shoot your grandma? What kind of bastard What kind of bastard would shoot grandma? I mean, think about this. Sister, brother, okay. You know, you may have a little fight. Mother and father, okay, you got some stuff there. But grandma, I mean, come on. Grandmas are sacred. They're like unicorns and things like that. You don't shoot grandma. Wow, you know he was a bastard. He was a bad dude. Hello, Miss Melissa.
Good morning.
Hello,
or good afternoon.
Good
yeah.
morning. How are you?
One or the other.
Oh, my God. Who killed Grandma? Kills Grandma.
I know, right?
I tell
terrible.
You, Melissa.
Yeah,
I haven't been on
terrible.
The air for... I haven't been on the air for a minute.
I know.
How am I doing if you're listening? How
really
am I doing?
Well. Yeah.
Am
yeah,
I
was listening so I could come in and know what was going on.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You always keep me company and love you too, Laverne. You're on your way home and thank you. Thank you. It's always hard for me to do it by myself. You know, I'm so used to having somebody with me. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I know. It's like you feel like you're all alone, but you're not.
Yeah. I got the voices in my head that said, let's just come out here. It's my time. It's show
yeah.
business, everybody. the voices in your head, right? It's show time.
I was thinking of you yesterday afternoon. I was listening to these people talk about who they think is going to run for president, right? And I heard DeSantis and Newsom.
Right.
What do you think of Newsom? What do you think?
Newsom, the governor from California?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We had a recall on this guy not too long
yep.
ago. It was unjust,
yeah.
but it's still they had a recall. The meaning they let me tell you about Newsom. I mean, he's a good-looking guy.
That's what they kept saying. That's what
right.
bothered me.
That's what they kept saying.
Same thing.
Well, it reminds me of Kennedy.
Yeah.
Wait, remember, they said the same thing about Kennedy. Remember, what a good-looking Catholic. He's a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
And personality nowadays can get you a lot, you know.
Yeah.
As far as his personality is concerned or his governing is concerned.
Yeah.
Oh, God. He's between a tree hugger.
Yeah.
He's between a tree, like way to the left, like, you know, the butterfly wings span and they don't kill the butterfly because of climate change and we need his wing. You get what I'm saying. His policies
yeah.
are weak. He's stupid. He's a good-looking guy. That's all I can say.
Yep, that's what
I
yep.
saw.
Yep. Yep, that's what I kept hearing. And you know what popped into my head of who his ex-wife is?
Ooh, you know, huh? People won't know.
Oh, yes.
You say it, it'll blow everybody away if you say who it is.
Kimberly,
you know,
the name is hard. Goofoil?
Yep,
Goofoil.
And who is she?
She is Donald Trump Jr.'s girlfriend.
That's right. And she got fired from Fox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we know
for being
why
a pervert, right?
From being a pervert,
yep.
she used to collect men's penises. She asked the men in Fox
yes.
News to send her mm-hmm. her penis, to send them the size of their penises, including Donald Trump Jr. She collects them.
Yes.
She also had an assistant who was a female
mm-hmm.
that she molested and threatened to fire if she didn't eat her pussy.
Mm.
And they used to go on some kind of small
I know, it's just the way you said it.
Do you miss me, Melissa?
Oh, sure. Yeah. You know, I was thinking, do you remember when they did that big thing for when they were running around? What was that, the Republican something? And she was acting like she was absolutely on crack.
Oh,
remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah,
and they
yeah,
were like,
yeah, yeah. Well, you know they paid
yeah.
her $60,000 for that. They paid her $60,000 for that.
Yeah.
It was Yeah, she said it, that stupid scream.
Yeah, they were crazy.
Like, remember that? Do you remember that Democrat politician back in the day? I forgot. He was on his way. I think he was gaining some speed. I forgot who it was. And then he just screamed and he blew it. And we're going here and we're going there.
Oh,
yeah!
The one from Vermont. Vermont. What was his name? He ruined himself.
It destroyed his home.
Yeah. And he was going somewhere. I can see his face.
He was.
It ruined him. Yeah. What was his name? Was it Vermont?
I forgot who it was. And I liked him, too, until he did that crazy shit.
He was crazy. He went crazy. It's amazing how she could have rolled into such different political places,
her first husband was. Well, again, when you said the governor of California, whatever.
Yeah.
As soon as you mentioned his name. First thing, I didn't talk about his policy of this and that. He's a good-looking guy. Good-looking guys going to have good-looking girls.
I'm like, really?
Yeah, they're going to have good-looking girls on their shoulders, and that's how you get into politics. In fact, when he got divorced, he did not want her name mentioned in his presence or around him or whatever. I remember, what's his name? It was a Democrat. She went to being a Republican and Trump thing. Yeah, she's a whore.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing wrong being a whore, a gold-digging motherfucking whore. She was a gold digger.
Yep. Get out of there.
And she
okay,
ended
hold
up
on a sec. I'll be right back.
Sure. And she ended up with the scumbags. You can't get any lower than Donald Trump Jr. Can't get any lower than Donald Trump Jr. Let's see. Let me see that version. I played the wrong version earlier. Here's a version I should play. Here it is. Here's a version, and he's back. And then we'll get to our story. I wanted to play the correct version. Here we go. Donald Trump. Donald Trump, everybody.
I will rise.
Joe will fall. Hello, my love.
You say I don't have the votes and I won't, so I must go away. You cry, you lose, there's no fraud, that's fake news, and I won't say goodbye. I'm so sad. Remember when I had a lead that they couldn't surmount? Now you're making me mad. Magically it disappeared. Now I want a recount. I'll be back. Soon you'll see. Coney Barrett, she belongs to me. I'll be back. Time will tell. Pennsylvania can go straight to hell. I will rise, Joe will fall. All lives matter, but mine most of all. And if you claim I'm done, I will send another China virus to convince you that I won. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. I'll extort I'll take each and every state to court. I'm a Trump. I'm a threat. I'm a narcissistic prick in debt. Counselor, I am not. I won this election by a lot. And if you still dissent, I will kill democracy to remain the president. Blah, 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 blah. Blah 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 everybody blah 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 blah.
One lady, I can't say enough of. I dream about her all the time. Yes, I do. I can't touch her because she's sacred. Yes. She's a black angel on everybody's shoulder. Well, not everybody loves her, but I do. Laverne, everybody. Good morning, Laverne, Vernie.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. And we have King, I think, is here. 602. 602, is this King? 602? Good morning.
You're fine.
Hey, good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Brother
good morning,
King. How are you, my friend?
Good morning.
Good morning, ladies. Good morning, Laverne. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning,
everybody tuning in.
Good morning. You're fine.
Good
You're
morning.
Fine. Hold on. Somebody saw a spider. It's fine. You're fine. Okay? Oh, my God. He's terrified of spiders. Sorry, guys.
Oh, is
Go
he?
Ahead.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, no. I'm terrified of spiders, too. Do you know what terrified me when I was a kid, King? I think King and I can relate to this. Ladies, don't think we're being rude. When I was a little boy, it was like first grade, spider time. And then somebody says, you know that spider over there? I go, yeah, it's a black widow. I go, you know why it's a black widow? I go, why? Never been married? Yeah, never been married. You know why? Because they kill his ass. I go, what? I mean, I can't even have a childhood without murder. You know, I'm an animal.
Oh, my God.
Laverne, welcome back. You came from where? Because I know you're back home.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I give my love to your sister. I know she doesn't know I exist, but just knowing you know that I give my love.
Oh, okay, I will. And she do.
I hope all.
Though.
Oh, she does.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good thing. All right. I've never heard from her. Wow.
You're infamous, right?
I'm sure I am. Hey, all you guys, you guys avoided the COVID? Did all you guys avoid the COVID? Have you?
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't even want to know what happened to me, man. You don't even want to know. Not only did I get the COVID, I got an infection. I couldn't get better.
No.
It was horrible. But I got some antibiotics. And I feel stronger now for the first time in about, God, maybe 3 weeks. But, I mean, that COVID is no joke, you guys, seriously. It is no fucking joke. It really is. I mean, Cindy got it with, yeah, thank you. Thank you, David. David, did you get?
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you. You avoided it, did you,
Kate?
Did you avoid it?
I caught mine earlier. I had caught mine earlier this year, like around January, like the beginning, first 2 weeks in January. And, you know, after that, I just told myself, like, whoever's trying to visit, whoever's, you know, I'm going to social distance myself and, you know, but, that was, I only caught it once and that was about it. And so since then, I just try to make sure, keep my hands sanitized, hands washed, all that stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I learned my lesson too, King, because, you know, before I eat the pussy, I wash it twice. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Well, you said I had to worry about getting it that way.
Exactly.
We don't have to worry about getting it that way.
Yeah,
no.
That's true. This is why my sister don't know who you are, Pooh.
That's why she wasn't playing you in the car. That's why.
I know. That's why. I got a reputation. What are the verses? I got a reputation.
Oh, wow.
Can anybody help me out with this? Seriously. Because this is really bothering me. Because something's going on here. Something going on. Now, we all heard the story about this man who was shot 64 times by the police in the face.
Yeah. Yeah.
I heard some of it. I did too, a little bit.
And normally that would get an outrage. Normally, you know what I mean?
Sure.
But it kind of.
Who is this?
I don't know. I want to say Jay Lee or what's his name? I want to find a story. But normally that would bring an outrage. Now, I was outraged. I heard the headline. You know how the news build the headline? Oh, the man got shot 64 times in the face. 64 times in the face? What did he do? You know what I mean?
Is that possible?
64 times in the face.
Right?
Huh?
Is that possible? What would be left?
That's what they said. I'm trying to find out who it is. Damn it. Rapper shot as many as 64 times as he walked out of a
bar. Yes.
There was another guy.
Yes.
When was that? No, that was 20. That was 21. That was July 13, 21. That's not the one we're talking about. But you know, Jalen. I think it was Jalen Walker. That's the one. Yeah. But it was kind of disturbing when you put in, man got shot 61 times in the face and other shit pulled up. You know what I mean? That's disturbing. Who wants to be in that category? But the guy I'm talking about,
I think a lot of news stories like that are being recycled, so you really got to check the dates. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
They're just like recycled. So.
Right. I have the right guy here this time. This was posted second.
Yeah.
His name is Jalen Walker. If you want to follow me, Jalen Walker, who's a cousin of Johnny.
Oh, God.
And these jokes are the worst jokes in the world. That's why I'm not on every day anymore. Even Blog Talk says, oh, fuck.
Johnny Walker. Jeez. Exactly.
Jalen Walker, a black man killed by police in Ohio.
Yes, I thought I was going to say Ohio.
He was shot at least. Yeah, he was shot at least 60 times. Body cam footage shows this is going to be a brutal video. It's a video. But I don't get why, but I saw the video. Did any of you guys see the video?
Yeah.
The video is that the cops were chasing. Did anybody see it?
Uh-uh.
Well, Laverne, it was, this is where Laverne doesn't want to laugh because, you know, she's a good girl. But just sometimes the devil makes her laugh. So they have the video of the cops coming up on this guy. This guy's in the car. And I go, oh, no. They're going to shoot that black man. That's what I said. It's like I'm a psychic. I'm a police psychic. Anytime a police goes after a black man, I'm a psychic. Oh, they're going to kill that black man. So if I get to the police.
Yeah, look, that's the same way we do when we look at horror movies and they have a black person and you say, okay, baby, you're the first to die.
Yeah, that's it. We knew it. Change the story. I know. Just change the story. We know it. And don't even try to hide it like he's the third one to die. We know he's going to die. Don't shuffle him in there. You're right. You know, they tried to put him as a number three. Shut up. We know what's going on. Oh, man. Well, here it is right here. So I want the story. Okay, here we go. And I'm going to try to read it as a news person. I still don't know why is this not getting more play here? Because when I saw the video footage, the cops were after the guy stopped. Okay, the cops got him back from him. He jumps out of his car. We're talking Jalen. Jumps out of his car with a ski mask on. Who the fuck drives a car with a ski mask on? You're up to no good. It's like, I'm gonna get a king, help me out. You know what I mean? Who does this?
He gonna say it's his COVID mask.
Oh, it's just COVID. It was full-on ski mask. I go, this guy doesn't have a chance. It's like, I don't want people recognize me when I get shot. I don't know what the hell is going on with him. But anyway, I wanted to know more. After a police pursuit over a traffic, it's always a traffic violation. Of course it has to be a traffic violation because we're driving. What are they going to get us for okay, I'm sorry, sir. It's, what is it, crosswalk, when you do the crosswalk thing. Of course it's a violation. Like black people
jaywalking.
Can't have a black, yeah, jaywalker. A black person cannot have a car because it's always some violation. You ever notice that? Sir, you know why I stopped you? No, I do not. Well, you're driving a car. It's a violation, sir. What? It's like this, you know. It's like the dumb guy. I love my race. I swear to God, I'm a black man. I swear to God, I can show you. I have proof I'm a black man. My mama's black. My daddy's black. My kids are black. I don't have no kids, but if I had kids, they'd probably be black too. Except for maybe that one.
Probably.
I don't know. They probably will. I would deny them, but still, they'll be my kids.
Would not.
It's like the idiot, and I see it. Because I went to Arizona not too long ago. And something clicked in my head. So I'm shopping, and I see this white guy in front of me. I go, okay, white guy in front of me. He bends over. Now I'm saying, how rude. I hate when people bend their asses right over my face, you know. Then I notice that he has a gun. I'm going, he has a gun? The fuck is that? See, I live in California. We don't have that carry bullshit. But in Arizona, dude has a gun. I'm going, dude got a gun. I said that loud. That's right, I said it. You got a gun. You know what I mean? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? There's witnesses. So anyway, so I get home, and there's a law that they're trying to pass in California for carry now. They're trying to put that to law. Like, I think it's coming in effect this year, that now you can go to California and get a license to carry.
Well, you can get a concealed carry, but we have open carry here.
Uh-huh.
As a matter of fact, I saw a person picking their kid up across the street, and I was kind of looked up, and I noticed he had a gun on his side. And I thought to myself, you probably have that because you can't conceal carry because you got some kind of problem, right? Domestic violence or felony.
Right.
But you know what? It really bothered me to see somebody like that.
Yeah.
I've never seen that. It really bothered
me.
And he was looking around all shifty-like, right? Like,
right.
You know, like, I'm like, what are you... I don't know.
It's just another extension of their penis. There's no reason.
Yes.
Because I would like to see that guy in action. I mean, things in my head that never came in my head before came into my head. I would like to have some asshole come through that market right now, shoot up the ceilings, and I'd like to watch that motherfucker, and he'd be the first one to climb under my legs or hide behind the soup. So I don't know if, you know, this bullshit, like to stop a bad guy with a gun is with a good guy with a gun.
Exactly.
Everybody thinks you're all brave and everything. People don't remember. I remember. Do you ever, anybody here remember your first fight? Your first fight. Your first fight. You know, do you remember what was going through? It could be when you're 6, 7 years old, your brother, whatever. Do you remember what was going through your body at the time when your first fight, that nervousness, that energy, whatever you want to call it?
Yeah.
I know you're going to the gun range, and I know you're shooting at the targets, and you get your Rambo on. I know. But I just don't know. It takes a certain person to be cool. Even, and we're going to go to the story sooner or later, I'm sorry. The kids with the law enforcement, they don't want to engage. They don't want to engage.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to engage. They just want to wear the clothing. It's like,
yeah.
I want to buy the fashions, but I don't want to walk down the runway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. But
I should
find
be
out there. I mean, maybe Timmy sees it a lot more than I do. These people
mm-hmm.
carrying open. With the first time I've ever seen it.
Mm.
That's the first time.
So,
and he was just often so weird, like looking around, like he was like
right.
really paranoid, and it's like, I don't know.
Right. And nobody cares about his dumb ass.
Uh-uh. Nope.
Nobody cares nope. about his dumb ass. I'd be like you, Melissa. Wait a minute. You got a gun and you're looking around like that? That would
yeah.
worry. If you just got a gun and just went on with your business, okay, cool. But you're kind of guys
yeah.
like, look at me, I just got my gun,
yeah.
or I just got my license, I just got my permit,
yeah.
or I just got a new gun.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of this shiny? I'm the first one to
yeah.
throw a can of soup at you. Something's
yeah.
wrong.
Well, they think that, you know, what do you think, Laverne? Does that bother you when you see that? Or
no,
it made
it
me feel uneasy.
What are you saying about the people carrying guns?
Open
mm-hmm.
carry. It's just like,
oh no, it don't bother me, but I haven't really focused on that either. But
yeah.
the other thing that don't bother me too much because of my kids, my boys.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And they need protection too. And you see, they see that you have a gun, you're likely to be messed with. Now,
really?
I ain't talking about the police, I'm talking about the by civilians.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do your boys have a carry, an open carry license, Laverne?
Yes.
You don't need a license.
Really?
You don't need
really?
A license to open carry. No.
Serious. See, now they're braver than me, because I'm going to be talking to King right here. No, I'm thinking my dumb ass is like, you know what? I want one.
Oh,
I'm
my God.
Right. They're going to be looking at it, and you know
I'm
not going to be
scared.
Acting right. Yeah, I'm not acting right. I don't, I'm not going to be acting right. What could go wrong? But I want one.
I'm scared.
Yeah, exactly. I can see the cop pull me over like, Mr. Jackson. Yeah, well, you were. I got a gun, too. Would you mind getting out of
yeah.
the car? I'm not getting out of the car. I know my rights. Sir, your car's on fire, and we're trying to save your life. Don't you tell me what to do.
Exactly. I have a gun.
I got a gun. I'll shoot your ass. Claim it self-defense.
Excuse me. Yeah.
I don't know. So Laverne, I'm thinking it's going to give, you know, normally I wouldn't be fucked with. That will give them the excuse to just fuck with me. You know what I'm trying to say? I could see
yeah.
me going into the movie theaters, and I don't know if there's laws like you can't go to schools or banks or whatever. I don't know what the hell. I remember
I
other
know.
Places like that. I can't see you going into a bank with a carry thing, but I hear people
yeah,
do.
I don't know you can go in all those places. I don't know about that. I really don't.
Oh, really?
Because I'm saying to carry a gun in the bank and in the schools. I don't know if they can do
yeah.
that even with they can.
Concealed?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
You have to have
but
a background check. You have to take courses to get a concealed carry. So, and you can't
right.
have, like, domestics and felonies and
oh,
all that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, nowadays
you have
an argument.
You have to do so many hours at the
gun.
Range. Yeah.
You're right, Melissa. And nowadays you have an argument. The cop comes to your house one time, they'll take that gun away. One time.
Yeah,
I'm
they
sure.
call it red flagging. When
oh,
you,
do
when
they?
Somebody. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Can,
there
can
are
you
some
imagine
people
being...
that shouldn't own a damn gun because they're crazy.
There, let's just be honest. There's some people who should not be driving a car.
Oh, I agree with that.
What are we going to do? Some people shouldn't even have a bus pass. What are we going to do?
Remember that when you said there's a woman with the bifocal friggin' windshield?
The prescription windshield. They're still,
yeah,
so
yeah.
old that they have a prescription windshield.
With her face all peeled up on it.
Yeah, she still put her face yeah. to the windshield.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's coming. That is coming. Yeah. So that's what I was afraid of. You know, I said, hey, maybe I can do it. Cindy doesn't. Cindy actually says it to my face. I don't want you to have a gun. I go, why, baby? I can protect my family. She goes, I'm not worried about the burglars. I'm worried about you got a temper. You're going to end up shooting me. I would not shoot you, baby. And she actually has that fear that, you know, there are some people who snap and they shoot their spouses.
Yeah.
I don't think I could shoot Cindy. Cindy dies too quickly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, there's a lot of that crap.
But yeah.
So I don't, going back to this guy, okay, I'm sorry, guys. Going back so I can get one story done, we can move on. Why isn't this picking up? This guy was shot 60 times by cops. Why isn't this picking
because
up?
Because, you know why.
Yeah, you know why.
Why?
You know why.
Why?
You got to be, you got to have some kind of, notion or ideal of why.
I'm thinking he's a bad dude.
Y'all hold on. I got a call coming in. I might have to call back.
Okay, sweetheart.
On.
All right, okay. Sweetheart. But I'm thinking he's a bad dude. Who drives with a ski mask on? He's up to no good.
That story.
Here it is. The police. Well,
stinks,
I'm just curious. It does, but it says here, the Akron Police Department released a statement Tuesday saying that the officer tried to pull the 25-year-old Walker over for a traffic violation at 12:30 a.m.
Yep.
Walker refused to stop, and he drove off in his vehicle. Okay? A chase ensued,
yep.
And officers reported that a gun had gone off in the vehicle. Now, he did have his gun in the back seat. Okay.
Okay.
The officers did not clarify how they knew a gunshot went off, but they thought the gunshot
exactly.
went off when it was in the back seat. I don't know how.
Yeah, me either.
DeCello said that when an officer reported the gunshot into the police radio, his voice doesn't get excited, and they continue to drive for several minutes. Well, there was a gun in
yeah.
the back seat. Copy this. Everybody copy. It went off. Let's go kill ourselves.
Yeah.
Nigga. Oh, let's edit that out. Quick, edit it out. Quick. You said the body cam. Hey. Hey.
And how do they know?
Man.
Right? I mean.
This is according to the police that they saw the gun. Go off by itself in the back seat. I guess he has one of those
really?
Guns that's what they said. So as soon as they got close enough, the gun in the back seat went off. Let's just get, you know, forget all this stuff. I'm trying to be, you know, Stanley put this on me as, you know, you got to be a news reporter, say the facts, blah, 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 blah. I can't really say what I mean, but he still had to be a bad guy. They're not giving me enough about him. That what did he do? Was
sure.
he a gang member? Did he rob a bank? Did he hurt somebody? Why was he driving with a ski mask at 10 p.m.?
Yeah.
I want to know about him.
I said we're going to have more and more gun stories because of what Biden is trying to do, gun control. I think it's all political.
Yeah, yeah, that's going to be something. You know, for those, you know, it was interesting, Laverne. And welcome back, sweetheart.
Thank you.
as low as Biden's polls are, it's very low, 32. It's embarrassing. 32 approval of rating. 32 approval rating. They still put him head-to-head against Trump, and Biden still wins by seven points. That's disgusting. Biden got the lowest approval rating for people, and they put him head-to-head against Trump, and Biden still kicks his ass. One woman said this, and she said, and she was a congresswoman. I don't know who said it. She goes, okay, I'll say it. This is her talking. Okay, I'm going to be the one to say it. Nobody else wants to say it. I'm going to be the one to say it. I'm going to say it. And they go, okay, well, what's going on with her? She has something to say. I am tired of seeing old people run for office. I'm tired. How many, let's just be honest, I'm tired of it too. I am so tired. Now, Donald Trump is 76. If he decided to run, he would be 79, 80 years old to get to the office. No, actually, because the election is about a year and a half away, 76, he'll be 77. That's the midterm. Then he has to run. Then it was 2 years after that, 77, 78. Yeah, he would be 79, 80 years old campaigning. He would be 84 done. I don't care how much you like Trump. 84 is 84. You know what I'm trying to say? There are younger people in hospice. Maybe that was a bad thing. There is younger people in the old folks' home. There are some people in the old folks home right now who are like 68, 70, 74, 80 years old. I'm not kidding. Take a poll. And you got this fool running for the nation and everything. You already hear that he's a nutcase. I don't care. And I'm saying the same thing about Biden. You really think Biden should run again? Look at Biden. It makes me cringe, man. When he's not reading the teleprompter. Yeah.
But they said the only reason why Biden won because he wasn't Trump.
Right. And that's how it was. Because it was reversed. The only reason why Trump won because he was not Hillary. That's the trend. That was what it is. It got to a point that we're voting for the popular guy, and that brings me back to what Melissa said with Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. And Melissa says, what do you think him running? And the first thing I said is, he's a good-looking guy. Nowadays, that means a lot. That goes back to when I remember Kennedy when they said he's a good-looking Catholic or something. Remember? They were fawning over his looks.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, but I think she's right. I am tired to see – I mean, is it just me? But I am so tired of seeing these old men – doing these old games, even Pelosi. I'm tired of it. We need some, you know, these guys need to rest. Enjoy yourself. You did. Well, when I hear you've been in that same seat for 40 years or 30 years or 20 years, come on, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. And that's the thing about the Supreme Court Justice. I don't believe that.
You're right. You're right, right? I agree with you. I do agree with you. We should cut out this supreme crap. The only supreme should be around. If Diana Ross is not in front of them, then it should be no supreme nothing.
But they shouldn't have no job for life now.
I know. Can you imagine having a job for life? Well, sir, you got your job for life. No matter what you do, you got a job. I mean, no matter what I do, I come in late. You come in late, you got a job for life. I don't have to go to work? No! Let me think about this. I may have a better offer. I probably would do. Laverne, if you and I were married, you go, I'm going to kill you, fool! Let me think about this with a better offer. Okay. Well, here's the sheriff right here, going back to the beginning of the show. Here's the sheriff who was at the school, going back to the school where these kids were killed. They had to put somebody on TV, and this is what he knew at the time. They should have never put this man on TV, but here it is.
They shouldn't have Matthew McConaughey on there acting a fool either.
Oh, can you imagine how ridiculous
that
did
was?
Did you see
terrible.
That?
Yes.
Oh, that is just idiot. Okay, but yeah.
It was terrible.
I don't know if Matthew McConaughey. Here he is explaining why the officers did not engage.
Department of Public Safety walked through a detailed timeline of how the shooting happened based on video evidence, witness interviews, and 911 calls. 11:27 a.m., video shows a teacher propping open a side door at Robb Elementary School. 11:28 a.m., the gunman crashed his truck into a nearby ditch, crawled out the passenger side, and started running with a backpack. The gunman fired shots at two men at a funeral home across the street from the school. 11:30 a.m., the teacher who propped open the door called 911 on the phone to report the crash and gunshots. 1 minute later, 11:31 a.m., video shows the gunman in the last row of vehicles in the school parking lot. He began shooting at the school and hid behind a car. At the same time, police arrived at the funeral home, and the school resource officer, who was not on the campus initially, arrived at the school and drove past the gunman hidden in the parking lot. Several rounds of shots were fired next at 11:32 and 27 seconds and 11:32 and 36 seconds. At 11:33, the video shows the gunman entering the school through the side door that had been propped open. DPS says the gunman fired into room 111 and 112. More than 100 rounds were fired based on audio. At 11:35, 5 minutes after the 911 call, three police officers went into the school through the same door propped open. Two of those three officers were grazed by bullets. Three other Uvalde police officers and a deputy county sheriff also went into the school. There was more gunfire at 11:37, 11:38, 11:40, and 11:44. At 11:51, a police sergeant and Border Patrol agents start to arrive. 12 minutes later, 19 law enforcement officers were inside the hallway. Both classroom doors were locked. At the same time, 12:03, a student inside classroom 112 called 911. 12:10, the same caller told 911 there were multiple dead. 3 minutes later, at 12:13, the caller told 911 that 8 to 9 students were alive. At 12:15, Border Patrol tactical officers arrived at the scene with shields 45 minutes after the initial 911 call. Another 911 call came in at 12:19, this one from classroom 111, but another student told the caller to hang up. At 12:21, at least three shots were overheard on a 911 call. We're now at almost an hour past that first call for help. At 12:36, the student who called 911 from classroom 112 called back to say the gunman had shot the door. At 12:43, with at least 19 law enforcement officers inside the hallway, the student begged the 911 operator, please send police now. At 12:46, the student told 911 she could hear police next door. That student eventually made it out of the school alive. At 12:50, 80 minutes after the first 911 call, officers breached the door using a janitor's keys and killed the gunman.
Sesame sauced and ready to saute. A sizzling twist on broccoli.
Is everybody here? LaVon,
okay.
Are you here?
I'm here.
All right, we have a lot
I'm
of
here.
Okay.
From
the Texas Department of Public Safety.
I got to learn how to take my pee-pee breaks on time. The time
right.
Again. I'm a little off timing. Let's see. That wasn't the clip, but you get the idea.
The Texas Department of Public Safety walked through a detailed timeline of how the shooting happened.
Now, meantime, there are multiple crime scenes leading up to the mass shooting at Robb Elementary.
Well,
they're all being investigated now. They include the grandmother's home, the crash scene, and the school itself.
How long is
now,
this?
One man says that he dealt with the gunman moments before he opened fire at the school, and he's speaking to us. He says that he has no idea as to what was about to happen.
Alicia Barrera shares the moments that Albert Vargas knew something was going wrong.
Man, it happened so quick.
Like many, Albert Vargas is still trying to make sense of the bloodshed in his community of Uvalde.
It keeps repeating in my mind, you know. Like last night, I stayed up real late, and I'm saying...
I was doing the cocaine.
Oh, God. Oh, that's crazy.
When I was doing the cocaine, it was not, I said there was nothing going on but some stuff. Can't get it out of my mind why this man came down with a gun. I don't know what to do, so I did another line. The cocaine. Cocaine's a hell of a drug. All right, here he is.
Man, what could I have done different?
Vargas says he had a face-to-face encounter with the suspect just minutes before a lone gunman entered Robb Elementary.
I ran down there thinking that the guy needed help because we heard the wreck.
However, the gunman didn't want any help. Authorities say he had shot his grandmother in the face moments before.
That's a different nursery rhyme with Little Red Riding Hood. I mean, my God. You must really hate your grandmother, shoot her in the face, you know? What kind of grandchild was she raising? You know, we think about the grandma, right? Oh, my God, he shot Granny in the face. But for that anger to come out of that boy, what was Granny doing to that kid? I just beyond that. You just don't shoot grandma in the face.
No.
You know, where I was brought up, grandma shoots you in the face. I used to have three other brothers. Nobody was going to tell her grandma. She's part of the family.
No.
Because we're busy doing the cocaine.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. That's
silly. Crazy. Crazy, though.
I know. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, here we go.
And then stole his grandfather's vehicle.
What? Shameful.
Mm.
Came out with an automatic weapon, shot at least twice, maybe three times at them, and then that's when he spotted me. And
why are you still waiting there? Well, he came out with an automatic weapon, and he shot once or twice at them. Then he shot at me. Why are you still there?
Yeah.
I had to go back to get my cocaine. Yeah. What are these guys in the backwoods? You know what? If it was me, you, King, Melissa, Laverne, King, me, we're going to throw in Mr. Solution just for the sacrificial lamb somewhere.
Mm.
If we're sitting there and we've seen some guy come out of his car with an AK and and he's shooting at two other people. I don't know if we're going to be still standing there waiting for him to go, oh, there's some more people I could shoot at. As soon as I see him, you know, I'm going to try to be brave to y'all. You know what I mean? I'll be brave to y'all.
We want you to defend us. You will be our human shield.
Well, then you picked the wrong guy. Sorry to tell you. I'll explain to you at this situation. Well, you know what? You pick wrong. Get the barbo. Yeah, you would want me to, but I would want to live.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, you have to be brave.
I'm sorry. I want to live. Sorry to disappoint you.
You're taking the bullet for us. Get out of here.
I'm not taking nothing for you. Now, if you want to come up here and start talking to him, give us more time to run, it's my pleasure, Melissa. Hey, you.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
What does
okay,
this
Laverne,
guy
just
look
go.
Like? Have I seen pictures of, we've had so many shootings.
He's the guy who's telling the story, he's kind of like a hick.
No. The shooter. What does he look like?
I never saw what the shooter looked like. I never really did.
We haven't seen that?
No.
Have we seen it?
I don't know. Is he? Did they catch him alive, though? Or did they shoot him?
I don't think so.
Okay, I think they shot him, if I'm not mistaken. No, I don't know. Wait a minute. I don't know if they got him And he surrendered?
Yeah, they did. No.
He died?
He's dead. Hold on.
Okay, I hope so.
I'll find out. Let me see. Okay. I want to see, just, you made me think. Have we ever seen him?
Mm-mm.
Hold on. Okay. How do you, is a school shutter? I know we did the last time with the one at the 4th of July parade. Did you see that mess?
Yeah, I really did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was
with
that
the tattoos on his face.
Yeah.
He looks like a little rat.
Yeah, didn't he dress like a woman to his skate route?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, wait a minute.
Oh.
Here he is.
Okay.
There's a picture of him. There's so many we forget.
I know. And that's a sad thing.
Yubo. Salvador Ramos. He looks kind of like Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker, but young.
Oh, okay.
But like you said,
okay, that probably makes sense because it seemed like it was a Latino neighborhood, so that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. This is where I got a picture,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I there's so many I forget, right?
Right. And you're right. We got to make sure we got there. I'm just going to play this one more time, kids. Hold on one second. Because I'm going to switch.
Okay.
I'm going to switch doors on you for 2 seconds. This is Trump's. This is the committee who found that Trump was unhinged. Let's go to next. So we already finished the other story. So the other story is that, you know, the police waited to engage too long. Children died. More and more stories are coming out about it. It's hard. These cops have to live with that for the rest of their lives. You know what I mean? The community will look at them as shame. So basically their lives are over. Unless they quit going to security. So this is a
Trump
aide.
Now, the grandmother lived. Did you know that? The grandmother lived.
No, she did. Did she really?
Yeah.
Imagine that face.
She was released from the hospital. She was shot in the face.
Imagine that.
She was released from the hospital.
Right.
Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
Celia Sally Gonzalez, 66, was shot in the face at her home by her grandson, Salvador Ramos. Yeah. So she lived.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
Well, I don't think she's going to date much.
At 66, probably not. Maybe a little bit. Maybe.
Well, maybe she had a little chance, but now, you know, who wants to date a girl with a bullet face?
But
she had a husband.
Yeah, that's true.
She had a husband because he stole the grandfather's car. It was probably a Buick LeSabre. I'm sorry.
Yeah, probably. Oh, bada boom. Wow.
I'm sorry. Did I say that?
Wow. Very good.
Okay. All right. I'll keep that nasty sense of humor under control.
Yeah, I like that. I just love it. Don't keep it under control. Let it out. here we go. Really quick story. I've been watching the committees going on about who was involved in the Capitol riots.
Yeah.
Something was very interesting. They had two guys who belonged to this, white supremacist thing. They came out. They were there. Here's a little bit of it, and I'll be right back. Here's a little bit of it.
Even an agreed-upon complete lack of evidence could not stop President Trump, Mark Meadows, and their allies from trying to overturn the results of a free and fair election. So let's return to that meeting at the White House on the evening of December 18. That night, a group showed up at the White House, including Sidney Powell, retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, and former Overstock.com CEO Patrick Byrne. After gaining access to the building from a junior White House staffer, the group made their way to the Oval Office. They were able to speak with the president by himself for some time until White House officials learned of the meeting. What ensued was a heated and profane clash between this group and President Trump's White House advisors, who traded personal insults, accusations of disloyalty to the president, and even challenges to physically fight. The meeting would last over 6 hours, beginning here in the Oval Office, moving around the West Wing, and many hours later ending up in the president's private residence. The Select Committee had spoken with six of the participants, as well as staffers who could hear the screaming from outside the Oval Office. What took place next is best told in their own words, as you will see from this video.
Did you believe that it was going to work, that you were going to be able to get to see the president without an appointment?
I had no idea.
In fact, you did get to see the president without an appointment.
We did.
How much time did you have alone with the president? And I say alone. You had other people with you, but
right.
From his aides before the crowd came running?
Probably no more than 10 or 15 minutes.
Was in that...
I bet that's the baloney set a new land speed record.
I got a call either from Molly that I need to get to the Oval Office.
So that was the first point that I had recognized, okay, there was nobody in there from the White House. Mark's gone. What's going on right now?
I opened the door, and I walked in. I saw General Flynn. I saw Sidney Powell sitting there. I was not happy to see the people in the Oval Office.
Explain why.
Well, again, I don't think they were providing, well, first of all, the overstocked person, I never knew who this guy was. Actually, the first thing I did, I walked in, I looked at him, and I said, who are you? And he told me, I don't think any of these people were providing the president with good advice. And so I didn't understand how they had gotten in.
In the short period of time that you had with the president, did he seem receptive to the presentation that you were making?
He was very interested in hearing particularly about the CISA finding and the terms of 13848 that apparently nobody else had bothered to inform him of.
I was asking, like, you claim the Democrats were working with Hugo Chavez, Venezuelans, and whomever else, and at one point General Flynn took out a diagram that supposedly showed IP addresses all over the world, and who was communicating with whom via the machines, and some comment about like Nest thermostats being hooked up to the internet.
So it's been reported that during this meeting, McPowell talked about Dominion voting machines and made various election fraud claims that involve foreign countries such as Venezuela, Iran, and China. Is that accurate?
That's true.
Was the meeting tense?
Oh, yeah. It was not a casual meeting.
Explain.
I mean, at times there were people shouting at each other, throwing insults at each other.
Yeah, well, you know what? Oh, shut up. Just shut up. Nobody cares. That's right, I said it. Nobody cares. You know, it was funny. We're talking about the school shooting. Within 2 minutes later, a lot of women went to the street almost with the same week, I guess, protesting about abortion. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it, abortion. Listen to me. I care what happens to women's bodies because I use them. I mean, they're people.
Shit.
Now, there's no redemption for me, young lady. But
no.
I should do a church thing every Sunday on here, boy.
Oh, you'd be a hit.
I'd be a hit. Every clergy coming in there trying to burn its studio down.
Don't you think, Laverne? You'd be a hit.
But I'm for, listen to me. I mean, this is so stupid. when somebody says something, well, I'm for women to make their own choices, leave their bodies. Shut up, you. Probably haven't had a woman in your life. You don't even know what it feels like. Listen to me. You don't need, women don't need permission about somebody saying, well, yes, you know, keep your hands off their bodies, and we're going back to the 1800s. No, we're not going back to the 1800s. Shut up. We're going to go over to Mexico and everything. And there's some one-eyed, there's one Latino doctor up there that's going to try to go up your scrotum and think it's your urethra. Shut up. None of that is happening. But what is happening, they're getting very creative. Did you guys hear the latest about the floating abortion ship? It's very creative.
No.
Basically. There was this lady who worked with Borders, Doctors Without Borders.
Okay.
Well, anyway, they take these people, a lot of people got hurt and everything, so they take the ships, you know, the Coast Guard, whatever, Navy ships.
Mm-hmm.
And they would perform surgeries and everything. Now, the one who's thought about this was a doctor, female doctor. So she goes, you know what? If we go to international waters, they can't touch us.
Mm-hmm.
So she came up with the idea that we get a boat, get them on a boat, take you into international waters, have the abortion. They call it a floating abortion ships. Done. So you don't have to fly to another state. You don't have to go here. You don't have to go there. You don't have to stay at a hotel. Blah blah blah. Put them on a boat.
But not every place has ocean. Right? Not every place in the country has ocean.
That is true. I don't know many ocean in Alabama, Mississippi, New Mexico, whatever. You know
right.
what I'm trying to say? I don't.
Yep.
And I don't know if I want to get my abortion on SS Minnow.
Yeah.
Just sit right down and spread your legs. We're going to take the baby
it's
out.
An interesting thing.
Or,
Yeah.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So they're coming up with these ideas, you know, and these are panic people, and these are people trying to be cute and making money. They're going to put abortion little hospitals around the border of the states that do this, and you can just cross the state and have it.
Yeah.
Are we thinking about the wrong thing? I mean, I know I got a title of the show. If you ever listen to our show, the title is just to amuse you. We don't talk about what's on the show. No, never mind. But you know what's what's pissing me off now? Monkeypox.
Oh, God. I guess they're coming out with
a
vaccine.
We don't have we don't have enough. Really?
Well, we needed more. Come on.
Monkeypox.
Yeah.
You know you got to get them unvaccinated people, Brian.
I know, right, Laverne? You got to get them somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be something.
Yeah.
You got too many unvaccinated people running around. We got to get them. Something has to happen. Monkeypox! Monkeypox! Get the kids. The best light up.
Then you turn around and go, wait a minute, what is monkeypox? I don't know. They're scared of it.
It's there. Monkeypox. Shaka Zulu vaccine. You got to get these people somehow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. True. It's just, what is going on here? All I know, again, I know I said it. I like these humorous stories. Here's one of these stories. Here's a headline. Officer once beaten by a colleague to lead Boston police. Yeah, I remember. Hey, Willie, I'm glad you're in our department. Is that you, Fred? Is that you? Yeah, that is you. I just remember your foot in my face. And you were giggling. I remember that laugh. Yeah, I beat the shit out of you. Oh, welcome aboard. Thank you. We could have killed you, Willie. I know. I'm grateful that you didn't. Insane. Oh, stupid story. Stupid stories. Stupid story.
So, do you think that Trump is going to try to come back? What do you think?
No. But if he does, it's the greatest gift for Democrats. And they took the poll just recently, as of yesterday. With all this shit going on. And Biden's not doing the best in the world. I mean, I know the man is trying. It's like you throw somebody in the ocean. I'm talking about Biden now. You throw somebody in the ocean, you see them treading. You know, they're trying to save their life. You go, that poor man. How long, you know, because nobody's there jumping in to try to help him. You know, you could say help. I would say quit saying help because save your strength because it'll give you another, what, 10 minutes of treading water? And this is how I see it. I can't see it anymore. And he gets to me when he whispers. When he whispers and he does that shit,
I know.
It feels bad. And then when he's touching people, he's still doing the touchy, the touchy thing. And, you know?
Yeah.
But,
yeah, he's weird.
The type of guy he is gone. You know what I mean? It's gone with the touch.
Yeah.
It's keep your hands to yourself, keep your distance. I mean, the last 3 years, come on, for Christ's sake. We don't even want to wave at you or shake your hand. See, you know what I mean? Come on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the type of man he is and the type of life he lived is gone. Like the drive-in movie. It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
We are no longer like
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah.
And we just have to be honest with ourselves. You know, if I'm saying anybody over 45, your life, part of your life is gone. Or what you grew up to be. Things you grew up with.
Does that always happen, though?
I would hope it'd be gradual. I would hope that you have kids and everything, and then, you know, you still have that summer with them, you know, before they get into their teens, you know, the 13s and the 14s, you still got that 9, 10, 11, that you got enough time with them that they could, it generally will still be there because you still live through them a little bit, you know, from their homework or their, you still could, as you pass on your stuff, but you're learning from them too, so it's gradually you're not really fading away. I don't know if that makes sense. I don't know if that makes sense at all.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah.
But since we had the cell phones and everything, you're completely cut off. You're completely cut off.
Yeah,
and
I know.
You just don't.
I agree with that.
You just don't have. Yeah. I mean, the only thing I could think of, and I don't know Laverne too well. I don't. Well, I know she's a nice, hot lady that I want to bang on a Sunday afternoon and have lemonade with. That's what I know. Other than that. I think she's a nice lady. I'm going to write a song about Laverne.
But you're right. You're absolutely right. And to be honest with you, like you said, really, all of us, what do we truly know about each and every last one of us that we talk to every day?
Not me, ever since
certainly
I got out of prison.
Not everything.
Not me.
And
I got so many personalities, I'm still getting to know. Laverne, I got so many different personalities. I'm still trying to get to know myself.
Yeah, sure.
But again, we're safe. It's not like we hang out. It's not like we're going to the movies. We're going to have tea. Meet you at Starbucks at 12. You know what I mean? We hang out on a radio.
Yeah.
And we always come together in a mood that we're not showing our. Oh, my God, my husband was an idiot last night. Oh, my God, I can't believe. You know what I mean? We're not bringing our everyday life and some shit with us to the show. So, in a way, we have our best foot forward. Not maybe some of us should have a better foot, but I got a foot in there. That you guys come this thing. You come to be entertained, and you're always disappointed every day.
That's
true. This is how it works, people.
No truer words have you ever spoken.
I know, right?
At least we do have an option, though. It's always good to have an option.
Yeah, that's true.
With the show.
That is true.
Everybody does. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would wonder at that point, this would be the transition of what is going on when our show is going on, because there's some new shows on Blog Talk I heard. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was one of our guests. I'm not going to say who it was. I wanted to test. I had the COVID. I told you I had the COVID. But I wanted to test. And I have my good friends. I mean, I do talk to my good friends off the air, and I will not mention their name, Laverne and Melissa, because I want them to be anonymous. That's right. I protect my people.
Mm-hmm.
But during that time, it was hard for me to breathe. And I would talk to my friends, and I would say, hey, you know, is my voice okay to go on the air? You know, because, you know, can you hear me struggle with it? You know. And I rely on my friends. I do. And when they know that I'm on the air, they come on, again, Laverne and King and Melissa and Baby O and Sean and Jillian. And, you know, there are some people who are rebelling at me because I'm not sticking to the time that I should be sticking to. And they have every right to, because I know they move things around to put the show and everything. I know. You know what I'm trying to say? I don't take it for granted. I don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I try to get on. For 10 years, I mean, if you really go back to my archives, I might have, out of 10 years or out of 7 years, I may have missed 6 shows. And I was consistent.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just that I'm not immortal. There's shit going on with me. But it doesn't mean that I don't care about you guys. It doesn't mean like, oh, fuck it. You know, I'm not getting it. It was none of that. It was none of that at all. You guys have been on my mind.
Tell us what it is.
About what?
Who did what? What was somebody that was a guest? What did they have on your show?
Oh, okay. I get it. So I wanted to test. I just talked to Liver and Melissa. And Melissa mentioned, and Laverne's very positive, and Laverne mentioned, or Melissa mentioned that I can hear you struggling, okay? I remember that. And, but Laverne goes, you sound good, baby. You can, you know, there's a little thing, you know, we got the thing, they're friends. So in my head, it's like, I got to fight this. So I went on at nighttime.
What?
Yeah, I said, you know, let me test my
voice. Oh, you were listening at night. Not, you didn't go on live at night.
No, I went on live at night. I did a show. The show was like maybe a half an hour. I just wanted to test my voice.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I wanted to test. Well, I didn't want you guys to have no obligation because you're friends and everything. Oh, you know, Brian, you know what I'm trying to say? So it was one of these things that I wanted just to test, you know, can I do it?
I understand.
And so one of somebody used to be on the show caught me.
Really?
And I wasn't feeling too good. And, you know, I'm trying to be Brian, you know. Hey, Brian, what are you doing? Hey, meanwhile, I'm trying to get through it. Hey, what? You better quit smoking. I go, yeah, you know, because they're hearing me out of breath and everything. But I couldn't last more than, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. You didn't realize that when you do this show or any show, I'm talking. I didn't realize how much I'm talking constantly, you know?
Yeah.
And that could be a little hard. I mean, it was nothing rude going on. Nobody got mad or anything. It was just the fact that they did notice that it was really hard for me to have a conversation. That's all I was saying.
Yeah.
It meant nothing. That's all.
That's it?
So the doc, yeah, that was it. So I go to the doc, and I said, Doc, you know, come on. And he goes, well, Mr. Jackson. I go, yeah. He goes, sometimes this shit can last for, he didn't say shit. Sometimes this stuff can last for 2 months, 3 months, long haul.
Right.
Even
past
COVID. I'm going, what? Seriously? He goes, yeah. And we don't even know that because there's not enough information. Now we got this B4 coming out here, B5 strain, and it could and it's more contagious and all this kind of. You guys been hearing that bullshit, right? It's time to get the kids shot. You know, I mean, they're 2 months old. My God, they should have their shots. So
you
I'm
had your shots, and you got it.
I still got it.
And you got very sick, so it didn't even lessen the symptoms.
I. I see, it's one of those things, Melissa, and I hate what I'm about to say. It's like when a guy goes, I'm 81 and I was smoking and I was drinking and everything, and he passes away. He goes, yeah, how much longer would you have lived if you didn't do those things? So, you know what I mean? It's one of those things.
I think it's the quantity of life, the quality of life, not the quantity.
I don't know how. I'm just thinking, how bad would it have been if I wasn't protected? It would be on the other side too. You can go the other side. Can you imagine how much? I mean, this thing almost killed me. And when I say almost killed me, literally, it stopped my breathing. It was really bad. And yes, I was boosted. I mean, they're telling you. Let's just be fair. When they say just because you're boosted and you get the shots, they didn't say you're not going to catch it. It means that they said you probably will catch it. Everybody's going to catch it. All they're saying to you is that it's going to be protective enough for you not to end up in a hospital. That's all they're saying. That's all they're saying.
Yeah.
That you're protected enough not to end up in a hospital or a respirator. That's all they're saying. It doesn't. You're going to get it. Everybody's going to get it. And depends on how you get it. Some people come off with a cold. Some people come off with a slight headache. Some people come out with a flu thing done in 3 days. You know what I'm trying to say? This is not an absolute thing. But one thing, you guys, a hot for teacher kind of moment. When I talked to y'all and you saw my last picture on Facebook, I think I was at 260 pounds.
Yeah.
6'2", 260. All right. Who wants to guess how much I was? Now, remember, I haven't eaten. Now, I'm eating now. But it was like a week and a half that I didn't really eat. I mean, when I did, it was a force-fed thing, like a piece of bread, and I was done for the night. You know what I'm trying to say? All right.
220.
Melissa says. 220. Okay. Laverne, 220.
Okay.
What do you think?
And you said you was at 244. You said you was at 244?
260. I was at 260.
260.
I haven't eaten, well, at that time, I gained 1 or 2 pounds, but at that time, I haven't eaten in a week and a half.
Okay, so out there, and what Melissa said 220.
220,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
I said 240.
240? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So
that's reasonable.
Right. Okay.
From 260. That's reasonable. That is reasonable.
So I said 240. Mm-hmm.
Melissa is spot on.
Really?
I weighed myself yesterday, 218.
Oh,
and I'm holding steady. I'm holding steady at 220. At 220.
Mm-hmm.
What it is, you know, I know women talk about, I hate losing weight, especially short women, because the first thing to go is the boobs. We hear it all the time.
The boobs and the butt.
And if you have, if that's the only thing you got going for you, like, damn, how can you be so cruel, Lord? True.
And please don't let your boobs start looking oblong.
Oh, my God. You got a mean streak in you. Wow.
That's funny. Oblong, man. Oblong boobs. No good.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
Well, I did.
No good.
I did lose my face. I'm telling you.
Oh.
I don't know what it is. Okay, I want you to look. If you see me, the latest one on Facebook, if you see me now, I am half that face that you see. Half, if not more. If not more. And what scared me the most, 1 second, I have to cough. I'm sorry. Hold on. What scared me the most is that I don't want to look like Al Roker. You know what I'm trying to say? All right, what I'm trying to—I don't know. Yeah, I don't want to have that turtle face. You know what I mean? I don't want to look like a turtle. It's like you're a black. You got the oldness. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, but he got gastric bypass, didn't he?
Not only that, that he has, he also has cancer. Help me out.
Oh, poor Al.
Jeez. Penis cancer. Come on, help me out. Help me out.
What?
Help me.
Penis
yeah, help
cancer.
Me out.
You mean prostate?
Come on.
Penis goddamn cancer.
Prostate.
What are you talking
prostate.
About?
Prostate.
Testicular
cancer.
Or what?
Yeah. No. Prostate. Prostate, and
okay.
He had an operation for it already, you know.
Okay.
So what I'm trying to say is, fat Roker looked good to me. His face looked good to me. Skinny
yeah.
Roker did not look good to me. It looked like a turtle face. I'm putting
mm-hmm.
it out there.
No,
it made
no.
Him look older.
Some people do look bad. Mm-hmm.
Right. So when I lost that weight, and we're talking let's put pounds to it, right? 218
mm-hmm.
from 260. That's for how many pounds is that? Because you were right, Laverne. I mean, you're saying, okay, that's reasonable weight that you're losing 20 pounds. You know, that's reasonable weight. But I lost close to from 60 to 2. How many pounds did I lose?
40. That would be 40.
30-something pounds. Probably 38, 39
yeah.
in that area.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? So half my face is gone, which I was very
mm.
happy because of the photos that I was shooting. I couldn't get rid of fat face. I've never had fat face before. You know, man, it
mm.
always bothered me. It always
mm-hmm.
I always thought it looked like I woke up and my face was swelling up or something like that, or maybe a bee stung me or something. I never liked fat face. I never looked like that. Never. I always had the chisel look. You know what I mean? The strong
yeah.
chisel
mm-hmm.
look. The face that you want to slap and throw a rock at and then they just bounce off me and going, ha, 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 ha. You know, one of those.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I lost the fat. So I lost the fat face. Now, Laverne, I'm going to be out there pretty soon. I'm going to be out there in Virginia pretty soon. I'm going to be out there pretty soon.
You are going to go?
Yeah, I would love to see her. I would love to see her.
No, but you are going to go. I didn't know if you were going to go.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, we're on air. And it's hard
see?
To go to the air.
All right, don't say anything. You don't want to.
I don't try. I don't really. Let's just say this. The tickets are bought. I'm on
yes.
the plane. Anything,
mm-hmm.
I don't foresee anything that's keeping me off the plane. That's
mm-hmm.
all I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So in my mind,
mm-hmm.
yes, I will be there, you know? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully I get to see Laverne.
And when is this?
Now, Laverne, huh?
When?
September 17th.
Oh, okay. That would be nice weather time, too, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have foliage and stuff like that?
Yes,
it wouldn't be that early. It wouldn't be that early, though.
But we do have some.
Yeah, because what is foliage in October? Usually starts in the mid-October?
Usually,
It starts in September, you know.
End of
September.
Well, here.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. There's Ellen Johnson. Sunday night fun in the kitchen, June. What is she up to? Okay, I usually don't do this.
I don't know.
So... Let's see. What is this?
What are you doing?
I just love it when he's on the air. He just does stupid things. It's like, you get what you get. And people don't understand that. What do you mean you get what you get? You get what you get. Meaning, has anybody else heard, Laverne, have you
no.
ever heard that phrase before? You never
we
heard
know.
It?
You get what
you
get.
You get
what
you get.
Yeah, I heard it. You get what you get. Mm-hmm.
Right. Get what you get. Well, here's Ellen Johnson. See, we skip around a lot on here. We try not to bore you. We're not one of those shows like women are aggressive and men are weak, or men are more weak and women are more aggressive these days. And this talk goes around and around and every week the same topic. And what are you accomplishing, right? What are you accomplishing?
Nothing really.
I try to enlighten everything. We hear what's happening. Trump wants to run again. The committee has these people that are exposing Trump. And what I try to do is just make you think. I just try to make you think, you know? It's mm-hmm. like, you know, yeah, the guy is a bad guy. We know he's a guy, but we didn't know he tried to overthrow the government. You know, it just stuff like that. Well, here's
hey,
my...
Hey, what did I say way long ago? Mm-hmm. That it was a coup. Who said it first? Me.
You did, Mrs. Robinson. You did, Mrs. Robinson. Cuckoo, cuckoo. That's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to Melissa.
And I had to
cuckoo,
teach many
cuckoo.
People the word coup d'etat. Coup d'etat.
That's a three-way
remember?
Coup. Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
a three-way coup. Coup d'etat.
Coup d'etat.
Cuckoo, cuckoo, Mrs. Robinson.
Cuckoo.
Jesus loves you more than you should know. Hey, hey, hey. All right. So I had a producer. Her name is Ellen. Now, I'm not being cruel to play this because she put it public. Public is fair game. If I had some shit out there, it's fair game, Ed. Correct? Am I correct?
You are
right.
feeling better
right.
because you're doing mean shit.
See, you're saying mean shit. I haven't done anything. I haven't made any commentary. I haven't done anything. She posted
oh my
it.
God. Laverne, he's back, Laverne. He's back.
I'm not doing... No.
Yeah,
he's fully back.
I might as well. What do you mean I might as well? You can't be judging me. Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
Now...
I know you.
Looking at the video, I'm hoping to give her more views. Now...
Sure,
she
yeah.
did have one. She did have one comment from her loving son, and he said, "Ain't nobody want that shit."
What?
That's what he said. Ain't nobody want that shit because
oh.
she's making something. So he made a comment of, "Ain't
oh,
nobody."
Wow.
Want that shit.
Huh.
I don't know what she's making. I don't know what she's making.
That's terrible.
Here it is. Here it is. Huh? Here it is. I haven't seen her in a while.
That's terrible.
She's
been
my
that.
Executive
That's
producer.
Terrible.
Here we go.
I think she's talking. I don't know.
I am meeting.
Well, that's kind of a noisy package. I think you should remove. Oh, my God, that's a noisy package. I don't know. I think I could tell you're opening something. What the hell is that's a noisy package.
Oh, my God.
That's like saying, everybody, I hope it doesn't, I hope this doesn't do it. Hello, everybody. I am broadcasting from home.
You are wicked.
I am. It's just.
Go ahead. I won't
all
interrupt.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
What everybody else is up to, and I am cooking dinner. I am making hot dog casserole for dinner, and it's very simple. Hot dogs, hash brown potatoes, chili.
She gained some weight. Look at that. I mean, when she was on the show, she was like maybe 110. After leaving the show, it's like, you know, when people have weight, I lost half a face.
Oh,
but you can
my
tell
God.
Fat. I don't think fat people know how to dress. And when you put layers and layers of clothes on you, thinking, I don't know what you're thinking. I don't know what you're thinking. Am I alone here where you see people just layer up as heavy when you're getting heavy? It's like, okay.
I don't know if it's when you're getting heavy or when you're getting older. I don't know which one.
Is it? Is it the body heat?
It could be because I know sometimes I get cold, and I have on my regular clothes, and then I have a robe on top of that. And they be saying, girl, I said, look, I'm comfortable. I'm cold naked.
Wow. And what's the temperature like? Like what, 60 degrees or something?
It don't even be that. It's even like in the house when the AC on.
Yeah,
I'm
really?
Like that.
Really?
She's
so
fancy.
You need
she
like
has
a
central AC. That's why she has central.
Oh, she has central air and central heat. But usually with your stove.
We all have central heat, but, well, I don't know if they do in California, but she's got central AC.
Well, some places do. But do you find yourself really wearing a T-shirt and a robe over the T-shirt in your house, Laverne?
I do. I'd be fully dressed in a robe.
Wow. Even in the summertime?
Yeah, because then, you know, I'm a smoker, so I'm going to go outside and smoke. And instead of putting a heavy coat on,
I
just had a robe on the front.
I'm with you. I had my smoking robe, just in case you know what I'm trying to say. I'm with you.
I did.
I had my standard. I did the same thing. I didn't realize that I was probably doing it because when you're a smoker, when you have to go outside, you got your quick, all right, and put on my shirt. There's my robe. All right, I'm outside. You know what I'm trying to say? You know, there's no fussing. Melissa's the only one that goes, well, let me get my vanity mirror out. I'm going to go out and have a smoke for about 10 minutes. Hides his eyeshadow.
put her hair in a bun. With a pair of big sunglasses on. Praying to God nobody
serious?
Would know who I am. Yep.
All right, Jackie Onassis. Look at you, Jackie.
Jackie.
Get away from me. Don't look at me.
Used to be a friend of mine. Oh, you remember that song, don't you, Laverne? Wow. We're working on it.
I don't remember that song.
Really?
You probably do, Melissa. Mm-mm. You probably do.
We got to play that, Melissa. Huh. You probably do. You're well versed with.
Gonna be a good time.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look at you girls go. Mm-hmm. We go on tour. Mm-hmm. Let me see. Yeah. No, when I'm on the air, I try to be, you know what I mean? I'm not coming on the air half-assed, and I don't want nobody to feel no sorry for me, you know what I mean? You know what
yeah.
I mean?
I don't think nobody feels sorry for you, boo.
Thank you.
Nobody feels
Thank
sorry
you.
For you. Please.
I know, right? I could be dead in a cat. No. I could be in a cat. Ain't nobody feeling sorry for him. When did we eat? We just got here. I'm the only one who has a name card on my casket. Who is that? Oh, that's Brian.
Yeah.
See his name card? All right.
Mm-mm.
Wait, you.
Okay,
we,
go
we
ahead.
Can't pass up. Wait a minute. We can't pass up Night Shift. Hold on. Let me see if I have it. I'm not on my game. Let me see.
So what's the video about? Cooking? The video you started? It was a cooking
Cocaine.
Video?
What video?
No, cooking.
Oh, it's about cooking. But we'll get there. Here we go. It's
okay.
A small video, too. We'll get there.
Okay.
Come on. A little of this. Yeah. You remember this. Bring it back to some romance.
It's about Marvin Gaye.
Come on.
I bet you'll cry.
There you
That's the song.
Yeah, that's right, right. I'll be singing that to you when I see you in Virginia. Come over here in the night. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to get all fly for you. You know that, don't you? You know that?
Yeah, I know you are.
I will be. You're going to be saying, who's that man coming down the street with that cane, that big hat, and the gold tooth?
Cookie Bug.
I know. He has one at Lemonade. Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. 111. You're live on air. 111. You're live on air with Laverne.
Yeah, man. I'm ready to hammer this out. All right. What's up, boss?
Oh my God.
Oh,
it's Sarge.
Sarge. What's going on, my friend?
Man,
good to hear your voice.
I ain't heard from you in a month of Sundays. I've been looking and said, where's Brian at, man? I thought maybe you're going AWOL or maybe you're going off to an island of the Bahamas somewhere and we're just chilling out with Mai Tais and laying out on the beach. What's up?
Oh, that's a wonderful idea. No, I was trying to get over COVID. I had COVID so bad it kicked my ass, Arch. And it just lingered and lingered, and I couldn't get my voice back. I couldn't get my wind back to do a show. And finally getting over it.
Well, you need to come on down here and train with me, man. I'll get you back in shape real quick.
Well, I will. I'm going to do the tour. I'm going to Virginia to see Laverne, Vernie. Now, where are you at, Sarge? Oh, and Sarge, by the way, I got the video from my other studio. They just gave it to me about 2 days ago. Thank you very much for sending it to me. Thank you very much.
Well, you need to peruse because now it's in the news because you got Republicans on the Judiciary Committee bringing it up and asking for an inquiry into it formally. Representative Andy Biggs from Georgia wrote a formal letter to Carolyn Maloney requesting the start of an inquiry into it. So you need to watch it. I mean, you really do. And more information continually comes out about election fraud. And even though it is not proof, I'm not saying it's proof, it's substantive and substantial. And it certainly is at least grand jury-worthy evidence.
Now, Sarge, all this noise coming out. Now, you know, let me tell you something. The abortion cross-party, bipartisan. I mean, it was the abortion was an unpopular kind of vote, you know, meaning that Democrats, Republicans, Independents, I don't care who it is, women are saying, get your hands off of my pussy, you know? Well, they usually say that to me, but I'm just translating. So what I'm trying to say is, where do you stand on abortion, Sarge? I know we had this talk before, but I was probably just entering COVIDville, wasted away in Margaret COVIDville. So talk to me, Sarge.
Well, look, man, look, the Supreme Court made the, look, Supreme Court is not an elected body. They're not representatives. That's not their job. The sole duty of the United States Supreme Court is to look at an issue that comes before it and adjudge its constitutionality, not whether it's good, not whether it's bad, not whether this policy should be this way or this policy should be that way, whether or not particularly acts enacted by legislatures are done properly in light of their constitutionality. A good law can be unconstitutional, and a bad law can be constitutional. So they did the only right thing as far as the Constitution is concerned by returning to the state legislatures for each individual state to decide. Now, that deals with the matter of constitutionality, okay? Again, that deals with a matter of constitution. Now, Sarge hoped that they would have gone the one step farther, declaring that a person in the womb has 14th Amendment rights to any other human being, and would have given those people in the womb due process rights before they are deprived of their life, as the Fifth Amendment demands, and that they be accorded equal privileges and immunities with other citizens in the state. And yes, children who are alive don't have the equal privileges of adults. So let's not pretend that we got to give them a right to vote. No, let's not be silly. We're talking about things you would accord normal human children.
Right.
And you can't deprive a child of life, liberty, or property without due process of law.
Well,
but they didn't go that
far.
They didn't go that far. They only said, okay, you got 50 states. You guys decide how abortion should be handled. Now, Well, as a matter of morality, this is the way I look at it. Every single human being, you, me, everybody walking around, even the ones demanding the right to butcher babies in the womb at will for any reason whatsoever, almost up to the moment of birth, and there are many out there who do, every single one of us began our conception with the union of a sperm and an egg. As far as I'm concerned, at that moment, a human life begins along the continuum of your physical life. It's true for every single one of us. And as far as I'm concerned, no matter how it was done, that is human life, and that human life deserves protection. My one exception, and this is my personal view, and ain't nobody got to share it, but I do. My personal view is that the only exception should be for the physical life or health of the mother. I don't even have a rape and incest exception because I don't think a person conceived in rape or incest is any less a human being than one who's conceived in love.
Okay. See, I'll go a little further with this, Sarge. I think the babies are illegal aliens until they're born, and once they're born, they're U.S. citizens. Until then, send them back.
Well, I tell you what, man. So you got a temporary occupant in your womb. You got a temporary occupant in your womb for 9 months. Now, if the remedy is going to remove squatters is going to be the death penalty, then let's attribute that to everything across the board. You come on my property, and I get the right to kill you and throw you out.
Right. But do you have the okay, I hear what you're saying, but do you have the right to go to another person's property and kill that intruder and throw him out?
Again,
I understand your property, but do you have the right to go to another person's property, meaning another person's
Well, this is what these women are saying. My body's my property. I got the squatter in my womb, and the squatter needs to be zapped. That's what these women are saying. Right?
Oh, well, I don't know. Let's ask a couple of women.
I got the squatter in my womb. I don't want the squatter there. I'm going to kill the sucker and get rid of it.
Ah, Well, let's ask some of the ladies here. Laverne, Melissa, you have anything to say to Sarge about the subject?
No. No.
No, uh-uh.
Okay, that was my chance to go to the bathroom. I guess I'll just hold it again. All right.
Like I said, man, you know, I mean, hey, we're going to carry this
across
the board. I mean, after all, they're saying I want the right to do in my body. Fine. No, tell me something. How much of a movement is there to stop adult males or adult people of otherwise sound mind and body from mutilating perfectly healthy sexual reproductive organs, and transforming them into a simulacrum of something that they were never intended to be by nature? Nobody's trying to stop them because it's their body. Your body, your choice. In the case of abortion, it's someone else's body. How can a male body and a woman be her body? This is a matter of logic.
I don't know.
This is
just
a specious argument
because,
I get tired of hearing. Don't say that. If they were going to be intellectually honest, this is an argument I could appreciate, an intellectually honest argument. Abortion is a form of justifiable homicide, like self-defense. This baby's going to interfere with my life in order to prevent the interference that this baby is going to impose upon my life. I have the right to kill it. It is justifiable homicide. Now, they make arguments like that. Even though I'm not going to agree with it, I can at least understand it because I believe in self-defense and, if necessary, justifiable homicide in the defense of life.
Well, I'm thinking
now, I'm not
going to
agree with it,
that
but I can at least understand it for a form of intellectual consistency.
Okay. Well, to be fair, I'm thinking majority of the people who are getting abortions are not waiting it to become life. That's where we have the argument. When does it become life? Heartbeat or conception? There's a little gray area here.
Well, when did you begin your existence, Brian? I'm just asking you. I know when mine began.
You know what?
I have no ambiguity or doubt about it.
I conceded with the heartbeat. I conceded with the heartbeat. I actually did. I conceded with the heartbeat. As soon as I hear
let's look at the extremes here. Look at me. I'm an extremist on my end of the argument. Conception.
Okay.
When the 46 chromosomes that make up a human being come together, that's when human life begins. That's my view. That's one extreme end of the view. There are other people saying, right up to the moment of birth, sliding down the birth canal, you got the right to suck the baby's brains out, collapse the skull, and pull it out dead. All right? So we got two extremes there. Now, I just have to think with the case of human life, unlike most activities in human life that are negotiable, I don't see how you can split the baby. I don't understand. Like King Solomon had it right. How do you split the baby and have anything meaningful left?
Okay.
So I'm just saying
ladies,
that, I'm an extreme on one end of the issue. Other people extreme. I tell you what, when California rewrites its abortion laws, they're going to give you a 30-day a buyer's remorse guarantee. You can probably take the baby's life 30 days after it's out of the womb.
Well, how do you feel about that?
At least California can say, hey, now we're free of that pesky third trimester restriction now, because that's what the Supreme Court put in place, remember? All these states can now say, we're free of it. It's completely up to our state legislature. You would think, in one respect, these pro-abortion fanatics would be happy about this Roe decision. I live in a state where abortion is not only going to be legal, we're going to subsidize it. Hell, we'll go to other states and solicit women to fly them here and have our state taxpayers pay to abort their children. That's how crazy some of these states are.
Humanity is a bitch. And I'm being very sarcastic. How do you feel about the morning after drugs? How do you feel about these other drugs that, you can just take these drugs that's it?
Yeah, the morning after drug is what it is. It's an abortifacient, not dissimilar to an IED. It prevents implantation of the fertilized egg in the uterine wall. It's an abortion. Now, we can say no, there's no nervous system, there's no pain to feel and all that, and I agree that's probably true, but nonetheless, it ends the human life at its beginning.
Okay, we only have like 6 minutes, Sarge. I want you to hear this. This is I'm assuming you're a Republican, right? Am I right, Sarge?
No, don't you dare.
Ah.
I'm a Declaration of Independence constitutional
right.
conservative.
Ah,
now,
awesome.
Reluctantly, I have to ally with the Republicans because the Democrats are insane, depraved, wicked, and evil.
Wow.
So even though the Republicans are corrupt, inept, feckless, and cowardly too often, they're at least, I think there's a glimmer of hope for them. The Democrats have gone off the charts mad.
Okay. Well, there's a race going on. You're familiar with Herschel Walker. Ladies,
yes.
I don't know if you're familiar with Herschel Walker. Herschel Walker
yeah.
was a football player. He was a good football player, I might add. I think he came from Georgia, not quite sure. Did he play for the Bulldogs? Not quite sure.
Oh, yeah, he was born in Georgia. Georgia boy.
Was it what team did he play for? Minnesota? I even forgot what pro team he played for.
He played for the Georgia Bulldogs when he was in college, and he played
right.
as pro. He played with the Houston Oilers. He played with
okay. He's not the brightest. He's not the brightest football player with the helmet on. Okay, Herschel never talked. He didn't like to do interviews. He was
but
very
he was
uncomfortable.
MMA too, so he got whacked around there too. You know.
Oh, was he really? I did not know that.
Yeah, he had a career in MMA.
Really?
He got into it late, and he was pretty good there.
Seriously, I did not know that.
You got
to
look it up.
The only thing that I did
yeah.
know, the only thing that I did know, fast forwarded to The Apprentice, and I think he was on The Apprentice with Trump, and I think that's when he got involved with Trump. Okay, so Trump has his heart on about Georgia. He needs Georgia back. So here's Herschel Walker, who is now the primary Republican, talking about air, Trump's appointee, Republican appointee. Here we go. Listen to this.
Weekend by Republican U.S. Senate candidate Herschel Walker, an event that banned news coverage.
And now they indicate how the former football star is unconventional by traditional political standards. Love It Alive's Doug Richards joining us now with more on Herschel and what he had to say about all of this.
So, yeah, on the face of it, Herschel Walker's discussion of climate change agreements may raise some concerns for some of his backers, but Walker's unorthodox style could also be a secret weapon in his political arsenal.
Welcome, everybody, to the Hall County.
Republicans streamed Sunday's Herschel Walker event in Hall County on Facebook. The GOP candidate did not take questions.
You know, climate change. I'm going to help you all with that real quickly, and I'm going to do it in the right field way so you can understand what I'm saying.
He referenced his South Georgia hometown to launch into a folksy take on climate change.
So what we do is we're going to put from the Green New Deal millions, like billions of dollars, cleaning our good air up.
Wow.
So all of a sudden China and India ain't putting nothing in their cleaning
wow.
that situation up. So it's all their bad air is still there. But since we don't control the air, our good air decided to float over to China, bad air. So when China gets our good air, their bad air got to move. So it moved over to our good air space. And now we got to clean that back up.
On Twitter, Walker's critics had great fun with how the U.S. Senate candidate said what he said. Yet his backers heard a clearer message.
He is addressing the nuanced nature.
Shut up. I heard what he said. I don't need you to tell me to translate. Don't remember they did that with Trump? Well, what Trump really said was... You know, I heard what he said. Don't tell me what he really said.
Okay,
you know,
Brian, let me tell you something, Brian.
Yeah.
Brian,
yeah.
I'm not
yeah.
pretending that Herschel Walker is some great scientific analyst, because he damn sure ain't. Here's what
He's
I like
idiot.
About what he said. I love anyone who's questioning this
yeah.
new pagan religion of the globalist left that seeks to transform this country under the agenda of climate change. If you want to know what may presage the United States' future, Look at what's going on right now in Sri Lanka. And tell me we don't have a right to question this madness, this worship of the Mother Earth Gaia that these people are imposing upon us with these bogus complaints that are not substantiated via the best Western method to do so, the scientific method. I like anybody who questions this new dogma, and I say more power to you, buddy.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to invite you as my special guest to our cabal meeting. You know, that's where a lot of Democrats, we get together and we eat children, but we usually save it for later. It's like home theater for us.
That's
bring
where you
kids.
Worship the god Moloch, right? You worship the god Moloch.
Get out of here.
Kid.
All right, you know what? You're not coming to the cabal. You let everybody.
Okay.
It's a private thing.
All right, man, but look,
leave us alone.
I'm serious, though, man. We look all around us.
Yeah.
The policies of ESG, you know, environmental social governance, we're looking
right.
at impending. Look at what's going on in the Netherlands with the Dutch. Look at what's happening there. They are attempting
we'll never
to radically impose change, not organically over time, not easing it into change. Because, look, who's against the possibility of reducing pollution and the possibility of climate change? No one. But these radicals want a fundamental transformation immediately because they're Bolsheviks.
Well, you know, there's
yeah, I mean, they don't care, and they don't care if they want to make an omelet, and they don't care how many eggs they got to break in the process. They're
but
anti-human.
Sarge, it's like when you, but, Sarge, you talk to me. You know, I am a Democrat. You know, not all of us, and there's independents and so on and
well,
so forth.
Well, in the case of environmentalists now, we're talking about globalists.
Okay, globalists. But we
people
always
in the world
had
economic
these, we always had these fringe groups. Sarge, you know this as an officer. We always had these fringe groups and people and whatever. But you know what? But social media has picked them up so much that made them part of our society and so normal. And then we begin to think that they're part of our society. They've always been the fringe group. They've always been the mentally ill, the mentally different group. But ever since social media picked them up, saying, hey, you're different. Come with us. Even LGBTQ. They even got the Q because it's like, well, you know, we ran out of the LGBTQ. Well, what the hell are you? I don't know. I feel like I'm a woman
well,
in man's body. Okay, we question
plus,
your ass. You're with
is
us.
That
you know,
dare not say its name at this time. You ought to ask him
who?
What the IA plus is.
What is that? Seriously?
See, you're not up on the latest thing with these crazy people. They got LGBTQIA plus. The plus is
what?
The new nascent movement that is kind of staying a little bit under the weather, but they're talking about it more and more because they're emboldened. That is minor attracted persons, pedophilia, deviancy defined down normalcy.
Well, that goes with the Hollywood thing. With the
there you go.
You know,
you're starting to talk about it. You got college professors.
Well, you know, I did work in Hollywood.
Talking about it now, Brian.
But there was no kids in it. I don't know. I worked in Hollywood, Sarge. I don't know. Maybe I'm one of these guys that you don't like.
No, there are college
professors
at reputable, well-known, like Harvard and Yale, and they're talking about it openly as a potentially new legal concept.
Well, I went to a city college that was crowdfunded, and I got out of there before it went bankrupt. No, I went to UCLA. But Sarge, you know, I'm one of these people, being honest with you, I'm one of these people that you're talking about. I mean, my background, I'll be honest, my background, I went to UCLA. My background was playing athletics. My background was I got hurt. I got physically hurt. Wait a minute. And then I still wanted my scholarship, so I went into TV production. I went into movies. I went into film. I minored in law enforcement in UCLA. Lost my scholarship.
Could have been a colleague, man.
Yeah, but I lost my scholarship, and then I went into film. I love film. I got a creative mind. I didn't see any pedophile. I was not a pedophile. I was not interested in a cabal. I was not looking at a pizza place that had people eating children. It was none of that. I was a good guy.
But Brian, we've got to remember, we're not talking about people who are simply sexually deviant or even queer. I mean, they got a right to live their lives as they see fit with whomever they see fit. We're talking
sure.
about the tiny percentage that are activists, that are radicals.
Okay.
That want to
okay,
fundamentally transform the family and the nature of and human nature itself. You're not talking about ordinary people who are queer, lesbian, or homosexual.
You made a point. I did get
these
the
are the people who advocate the polymorphous perversity outlined in Eros and Civilization by people like Herbert Marcuse from the Frankfurt School that started in the 1920s.
But, Sark, let's just be real. We can go back to the Roman Empire. We can go back to Sodom and Gomorrah. We can go back to the Roman I, Claudius. We can go back to Caesars that can say the earth, I mean, the what they did. I mean, yeah. My God, man.
Yes, but here's the distinction today, Brian, that you must not disregard. This new decadence, because empires have been, throughout
this
millennia have been gone, come and gone, they've risen and fall many times because of their decadence and the inherent contradictions within them, and they just crumble and fall apart. What's new about this is a subtext and an underlay of Marxism translated to the decadence and the radicalism. It's the French Revolution and
Marxism, without fascism.
All of it combined with what's going on now. That's what's different today.
Well, would you call Nero a Marxist or a fascist?
No, he was more like an authoritarian. Decadent.
Was he really an authoritarian? Well, I mean, he was a Caesar. Wait, Nero was not
a Caesar.
He
was a Caesar, after all. He was more like a
monarchist
than anything.
He was one of those.
He was just a corruptocrat, man. He's more like a corruptocrat. He didn't have any particular ideology.
Wasn't he gay? But wasn't he gay?
I don't know. I mean, he probably was bisexual, but he didn't have any particular ideology. Everything when it was about corruption and Epicureanism and indulgence.
See, that's what I think.
So
Trump
he wouldn't
is. I think
qualify
Trump fiddles.
That. I'm talking about somebody with an ideological bent.
But we are, but you know, Sarge,
that's what we're looking at now. People with an ideology that is inspired and tinged with Marxism.
But that's how we grow, our society grow. That's how we get bigger, and that's how we upgrade. That's how we open our mind thinking. Every decade, every two decades, things change, Sarge. Ideas, thinking has changed. Way we do things change. And you may want to give it a name. But this is just how it is. I mean, we're different from our grandparents, and we're different. We have changed from our parents, our ideas, our wants, our thoughts, and how we progressed life on. How we're now, we got cars parking itself. We got cars we don't even have to drive. I mean, our grandparents can't even think of that. I still won't get into one of those damn cars. I won't get into one of those
Marxism
cars.
I think Marxism is the most evil philosophy ever conceived by the product of a warped and diseased mind named Karl Marx.
It literally led
to the death of more than 100 million people in the 20th century alone. And I'm not talking about wars. I'm talking about its ideology killed about 100 million or so people in the 20th century alone.
Okay, I think you're going to have to agree with me on this one because I'm going to put it in your way, okay? You're right. Pure Marxism, purity form. But you know as a cop... Now, remember you used to have that cocaine? That cocaine back in the 60s is not the same cocaine it is in the 90s. It's not in its pure form anymore. Not all these drugs are up their pure form anymore. They're mixed with something, whether it's fentanyl, whether it's this and this and this. But when you talk about pure Marxism, you're absolutely right. But we don't have pure Marxism anymore. It's blended with something else that can be disguised as one thing and maybe on the fringe of the other thing. So it's really hard to pinpoint. I don't know if you're following me. I don't know if I'm talking crazy shit. But we don't. The problem that we have in our society is that the craziness has blended into our stuff that we can relate to. Does that make sense? And it's not. And then they don't seem so bad. And we fall in the cracks of the craziness. So I don't know if we have the pure Marxism anymore, the pure fascism anymore. It's mixed with some fentanyl crazy shit Does that make sense?
Well, I'm going to concede one thing to you, Brother Brian. We never had pure Marxism ever. Pure Marxism dictated, held that if you're truly a Marxist and you follow Karl Marx's teaching, the purpose of Marxism was to enable the ascension of the dictatorship of the proletariat. Okay?
Right.
That means the people control the means of production and the distribution of goods and services. That never occurred in any communist country, ever. It was always, they were always wind up being run by a group of elites, small select group of elites, frequently with a single iron dictator in charge. So you never had pure Marxism ever enabled in any country, ever, even ones that call themselves communists. The point of the matter is when I speak of Marxism, I understand it in all of its permutations, including the permutations it has assumed in the West. It is, it is a different animal. It is one that has undergone a different evolution, its own transmogrifications. But nonetheless, if you step back and look at the big overall picture, you can readily pick out the Marxist aspects.
But, you know, Sarge, I go back to me. Because you talk about Marxism, I understand, and I hear it. But there are some people who are constitutionists. Now, if you're a pure constitutionist, and I hope I'm pronouncing it right, I think you know what I'm saying, we should not exist. If you're going with the Constitution the way it's supposedly originally written, our Constitution, we should still be slaves, women should not have the
right
that they
have.
Okay,
now, see, the reason what you say is not true and cannot be true, because if that was true, framers of the Constitution would never have put an amendatory process in there. Article 5 of the Constitution.
You just said it. You amended. You know, our whole Constitution is about amendment, and there's a lot of
amendments. Yeah, we got 27 amendments
for women, black people.
For the adoption of the Constitution. It isn't the original Constitution. It's been amended 27 times.
Exactly. So that means that's the point I was trying to talk about when you're talking about Marxism and fascism. It's not, that is the form that you're talking about, but it has been amended so many times that we don't know what is fascism anymore or Marxism anymore because
but
it has slid into
was
other
a
stuff.
Process. I mean, the Article 5 constitutional amendatory process was part of the design of the Constitution from the very beginning. Marxism was held as an ideal, a utopian ideal. The people shall rule through Soviets. That's where the word Soviet comes, people's councils. Soviets.
Okay.
You never had that implemented any place where communism was instilled. Never.
You know what?
You see, the
American
idea,
you are not invited to the cabal. You are not invited to the cabal dance.
That amendatory process was actually realized. It was actualized. Again, 27 times.
And we have a big fat kid that we're going to have for dessert after the social dance.
We have amended it.
All right. I agree with you.
They never did that with Marxism. Never. Yeah. You never had the people ruling, controlling the means of production and the means and abilities of distribution of wealth and services. Never.
Well, I
we
want you to come on by.
We had the realization of the constitutional ideal in the form of being able to change it. It actually happened.
I want you to come by, have some pizza. A part of the assortments is you could put children on your pizza if you want them, but that's extra. Listen,
hey,
Charlie, I love you, Sarge.
I'm ready to engage anywhere, anytime on the field of battle and the arena of ideas. I'm like Teddy Roosevelt said, you got
to
get in the arena, you got to throw some hands, some rifle butts, bayonets, and trenching tools, fists, you got to get your nose bloody, and you got to be ready to fight.
Wow.
I'm all down with that, man. That I believe that's been my whole life, and I hope to go out that way.
Well, I'm with our guys, too. I mean, our leader, he usually goes, how many rounds must a man walk down? Bob Dylan. Don't Dylan. We Dylan your ass before he becomes a man.
I can dig it.
Love
hey,
you, man.
Look, I used to like Bob back in the day. I got to admit, I did. although my group was Clarence Creedence Clearwater.
Yeah, CCR.
That had to be the baddest rock band in the history of rock bands, man.
I know, I like them, too.
Got a rough
band
run through the jungle.
Can you see the rain?
Favorite song. Oh, man, those are some jams, man.
Yeah, they had one that I...
We got, you know, yeah.
Can You See the Rain or something? It was one of my favorite CCR.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
it?
Wait a minute, hold on. You mean this one? Look. I don't know what. How's that?
Yes, sir.
That's CCR, baby. Clarence Ferrar Revival.
Yes, sir. And when Janis Joplin sang...
Someone told me long ago.
I know.
Yeah, Janis Joplin was with him for a while too. Remember?
Yeah, she did. That was one.
I'm telling you, man, they were bad. They're one of the baddest rock bands, and I think were infinitely better than the Rolling Stones.
I think Janis Joplin was Janis Joplin. We're talking about the same person. I think she was responsible of what's his name, drug addiction. Come on, Jimi Hendrix, because she was so ugly that he had to take drugs to have sex with her.
That was kind of a mutual thing with Jimmy and Janet, man. Look, was doing drugs, dope, when he was in the 82nd Airborne Division.
I didn't even know he was in the service. Damn.
Man, Jimmy was a paratrooper, brother.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
Jimmy decided, though, he didn't want to stay in the Army, so he convinced him he was a homosexual and they released him.
Oh, that's some history.
Oh,
hey,
before we go, he made 15 or 20 jumps. I mean, I think his airborne stint inspired a lot of his songs up there floating around underneath the canopy.
Seriously?
In the parachute.
Seriously,
yeah, look
man.
It up, man. Jimi Hendrix
was a badass.
He was proud of being an airborne trooper, and he actually supported the troops during the Vietnam War.
Wow, Jimmy was a badass. Okay, I got an extra question. We always do an extra question before I leave. I would love for the ladies, if they're still here, to join in. Here's the extra question. Let's go with the ladies. I'm hoping Laverne is here, and I'm hoping Melissa's still here.
I'm here.
Last question.
Yeah.
Okay. Recently, there's been a verdict handed down against my guy. You know who I'm talking about? Help me out.
No.
Well, you got a lot of guys, Brian. I got a lot of guys.
I know I got a lot of guys. He had that girl. He married that girl young and everything, and then they got him for the
R. Kelly?
R. Kelly.
Oh.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. So the verdict was 20 years. I think it was 20. I didn't look even deep enough. Now, do you, and that's just in California. He has, there's some other charges he has in New York that they're going to hand down. I mean, this guy is not going to see the time of day. Not going to see the time of day. Ladies, was the verdict justified? That's all I ask.
What you said, for the amount of time that he got?
Yeah, the time that he got. Now, I thought, now with Bill Cosby, he was railroaded. I'm not even going to go there. You know what I mean? Bill's like 70-something. They're going to give him 100 years. Shut up, fool. You're just sending the man to death. Now, R. Kelly, I'm thinking R. Kelly has to be what? Let's go 50, 58. Let's get in the 50s.
Okay.
They had it down to 20-year sentence for him. And, you know, it's funny. I'm going to start here. You know what they don't have anymore? I'm not making a joke out of this. I'm going to talk really fast. They don't have pimps and hoes anymore. They have sex trafficking. They made it a federal offense. They took the pimp out.
The sex workers now.
They made it a federal offense. So what did they do with R. Kelly? They made it something like international. He did something international. Slave thing. I don't know what they did. But they did some crap. I don't have time to pull it up. We're going to say goodbye. I'm just saying to you ladies, nobody was killed. Nobody was pimped out. They sued his ass. They got the money. He didn't kill nobody. Was it justified that this man got 20 years for what he did? Holding these women captive when these women say that they weren't. That's all I'm asking. Laverne.
Well, how did they convict him if the women said they weren't held captive?
Well, they did. I mean, they did. What happened is he was going good until that. What was that? Sorry, tell me out. What was that documentary? Something about R. Kelly?
Yeah.
It came on VH1.
Being
R. Kelly or something?
I remember that.
Yeah. That's where the shit started,
and
man.
And then Oprah came
and
out
they
against
to get,
him.
And they tried to get Bill again.
And Gail. Yeah.
Something like that. Oh, Gail was the one. You were absolutely right when Gail had him on his show and he just started crying. I mean, they crucified that man. And they tried to get Bill again 2 weeks ago. You guys remember they tried to get Bill again on another sex charge? And it didn't really make the news. It didn't go viral. But 2 weeks ago, they tried to get Bill again. And it was a
speaking of sex charges, have you seen any of the alleged data? And I'm saying alleged because I don't ever posit anything as fact unless I know it to be so, absolutely. But I suspect it is so. The 452 gigabytes of hacked iCloud data on Hunter Biden's phones and the images of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden with underage children.
Well,
the mainstream media is doing their damnedest to not report on this.
I'm hearing Laverne. I can barely hear if that was
Laverne trying to say something also.
Okay, hold on, Sarge, because Laverne wants to respond to that. Go ahead, Laverne.
It's been a while now since I've heard about Biden being with underage kids. And that's
I've seen some of these images that, again, are alleged to have come from Hunter Biden's iCloud being done by hackers who hacked his iCloud. And if they are legitimate, it definitely appear to be adolescent girls, including one image that I'll admit could be faked. I'm holding fire until this stuff gets corroborated. Remember, I want to explicitly make that clear. There's one image that I'm looking at. Excuse me on it. There's one image I'm looking at. Looks like Joe Biden fondling the breasts of an underage Asian girl. Now, I'm not saying it is, but if it is, he's doing some kind of sex crime with an adolescent somewhere. And there's plenty of pictures with his son
in
situations
that
like
one.
That.
But, Sarge, it's not a crime unless somebody reported as one. You've been a law officer.
Okay, is that where we're going to go now?
Well, I'm sorry. That's how it works.
Would we give Donald Trump that kind of flag? Come on now. Would we be willing
you know
to cut Donald
okay,
Trump that kind
go.
Of flag?
Here's the guy that brushed elbows.
I wouldn't be willing to cut Donald Trump that kind of flag if he was doing it.
With Epstein. Don't even start defending Trump against that shit.
No,
please.
I'm simply asking, would you be willing to cut this kind of slack with Donald Trump? It's not a crime if nobody reports it.
Yes. We've all glazed over the fact of how close he was with Jeffrey Epstein. Come on. Come on.
Wait. You mean Donald Trump was close with Jeffrey Epstein? They all ran in the same circles. Yeah, they took pictures together. So what? Did he go to Lolita Island?
But, Sarge, we could run away with little sound bites that Trump wants to fuck his daughter. He wants to date somebody like his daughter. He said it on The View.
Did his daughter leave a diary like Joe Biden's daughter did, taking showers with naked daddy?
I don't know.
Did the FBI have to go look in? I'm still trying to understand where the FBI's jurisdiction is in going to hunt down somebody's diary that they acquired legally.
This with you guys that love Trump. I don't understand.
I want to know what the FBI is doing, trying to hunt down
a
diary that was acquired
legally.
When you go backstage with the naked teenagers, when he did Little Miss America, what about those rumors? That he'd go backstage and so the girls were undressed and everything was teenage America. What about those?
Sarge, I'm a firm believer that all these people are dirty.
Okay,
they're all dirty, Sarge.
Since there are allegations of illegality, I think any credible allegation of illegality by anyone should be investigated. That's always
been
my
position. Oh, my God. Our court systems will be...
That's why I use the word credible. I didn't say any
exactly. Well, we don't even know what's... I don't even know what's credible anymore because the pictures can be...
Well, we got standard for it, Brian. You went to criminal justice? You ought to know what the standard for probable cause and reasonable suspicion and grand jury indictments are. We have a standard to determine these things.
You know, our standard, like you know, we did have a standard. I used to believe that, Sarge. I don't believe we have a standard anymore.
No,
I really
we have
believe...
a standard. The standard has simply been
Do
corrupted. We still have a standard. We got corrupt people in charge of administering it in many cases.
When
that's
you have
problem.
A standard that's been
the
compromised,
standard hasn't changed.
I don't know. Yeah? But when you have
standard
a standard that's
still
can...
the same. I went to the police academy. They taught me these principles very well in the police academy. They
I
haven't changed.
That.
The corrupt. When you got
you know
Alvin Bragg, who doesn't
the
even know what self-defense is, when you got a man that he charges a man with murder, and the videotape, clear as a bell, shows he used reasonable self-defense because he's in reasonable fear of serious bodily harm or death, then for God's sake, that means that man does not even understand what the standard is.
Wow. I don't.
So we
got to
be clear on this. Sanders ain't changed.
I don't know if they have or not.
I have one for you guys. Mull this one over. Go ahead, Laverne.
No, I said I agree with Brian. You don't know what's what anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, that's true, and that's by design. That is true.
Yes.
And that is
what
by design.
What do you guys
design.
Think of the prison guard woman that let the prisoner out? They went on the run for weeks, right?
So
did
what,
you hear
you know
they're
what,
charging
Melissa,
him
I think
with her
my
murder?
Brother works as a correctional officer, and he worked as a correctional officer for so many years. And I hate to say it, but that's not unusual. They got prison guards who are they got prison
he
guards
committed
who are
suicide,
who are
right?
carrying these prison these
you
guys'
got,
babies.
Right.
Kidding.
Listen.
Yeah,
listen,
she committed
what
suicide.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
She committed
listen,
suicide.
Now,
they're going to charge the guy with her murder, capital murder. Do you know why?
It's called felony
because
murder.
Had...
That's the felony murder
listen,
is well recognized
sorry,
as a legal
I know.
Rule.
What they said was they had a suicide pact, and he didn't follow through with his end. I watched the whole live stream about
criminal,
it.
That is, a criminal word's not good. I'm so surprised. I didn't know that.
No, but they,
I did not know
can you
that.
Imagine? I watched a whole live stream last night done by two ex-New York City police officers about this, right? And they were talking about the legalities of it. Can you imagine? Yeah. So if you made a pact to commit suicide together, this is what they're charging him on. And he
he's an accessory to her death. Absolutely.
Yeah, but he... She
this guy
himself.
Doesn't give a fuck. He wasn't going to get out anyway. What are you going to do? Add a couple more charges so he's not getting out more? He was,
right, but
he wasn't going to get
death
out.
Penalty anyway. I mean, look, without the death penalty, a lot of these deterrence, a lot of these crimes.
Exactly.
I mean,
don't touch that. It's hot.
But I hear
if you don't have
saying,
the death
Melissa,
penalty, what are you going to do? Add to your already life sentence if you do another murder?
Yeah,
what are they going to do to you?
Wait a second. Wait a second, though. She was the one that procured the weapons that they had. She did it.
Right.
Before the breakout. So she got the weapons.
Right.
They were hers. She bought them. So she bought everything. So how, what the plan was is that she would commit suicide if they were caught, and he would die in a gunfight with the police. Thank God he surrendered, as somebody said, like a coward, that nobody in law enforcement was killed, injured. She did it herself.
I mean, why would you commit suicide first before you see him? If you know that you're going to commit suicide, if I made a pact that says, all right, Melissa, you and I are going to die. I'm going to commit suicide, and I'm going to give you the gun, and you get all bullied up. And you go, okay, well, I know that.
If you're a Catholic and
you
don't want to go to hell because you commit suicide, you have the other guy aim at the same time, you count to three, and you both pull the trigger on each other. That way, the other party murdered you and you didn't commit suicide.
Right.
But what? Come
on. My God.
Isn't this world crazy, though, what the charge is?
Yeah.
Right?
No, it's entirely
appropriate
to charge him with felony murder. It's entirely appropriate.
Why?
Wow. I did not know they could do that. That shocks me.
Yes, he committed
absolutely.
Suicide.
I mean, that would be a textbook case of felony murder right there.
By the guns that she bought.
I mean, if you're doing a bank robbery and one person is responsible for collecting the armaments.
No, I'm not holding you right now.
Well, you know, and in the course of committing the bank robbery, somebody gets killed.
What?
For instance, let's say you got two guards in the bank, and they're shooting back at you, but the guard accidentally hits the other guard and kills him. Okay. Even though you didn't kill the guard, you are guilty of felony murder.
Wow.
That's totally different than this case.
Law.
Totally
Sorry,
different.
That is the law. I've seen it enacted many times in my career.
Yeah, but will there be a conviction of that? That's the bottom line.
I think so, given the fact that he's already a con and he's already doing life, so what are they going to do? They get more life? They'll convict him and add more time to his life?
Exactly. Are we going to start back here?
I think what it is is the prison system or the jail system all looks like crap down there.
Yes, it does.
They look like crap.
On that we agree.
They look like crap.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Terrible.
There's so much corruption at so many levels of this government, it's beyond belief. I never thought I'd see it.
But I believe that somebody else helped her with that Sally Port because somebody must have been watching.
She was a supervisor. She was trusted. I can see how she got away with it. She was a supervisor. She wasn't just an ordinary jail guard. She was like number two or three in that institution. And when she says she's doing this, most guys are going to say, okay, it's line of duty stuff, okay? All this kind of unusual that a little woman like that is going to be taking a big-ass dude like that alone. That should have cast alarm bells all over the place.
Right.
But who was watching the cameras?
Exactly.
Were those cameras manned?
Somebody else knows. I'm with Melissa. You know that little romance going on? Somebody else has to know. He has to say something to somebody.
Yeah.
Well, I would hope there's an honest inquiry in it to determine whether or not that
I
is
do
so.
Too.
But remember, though, we've got so much corruption in government at so many levels. Yeah. I don't know if we ever undo it. I mean, there's just so much corruption in government.
I don't know.
I never thought I'd be saying that I'm just dismayed at corruption at every level of government in the United States today. I mean, all the way from the lowest governmental level at the city council level, town level council, all the way up to the very tip top of the federal government. It's beyond belief. There's always a certain measure of corruption you expect.
Yeah.
And in the past, it generally didn't exceed the expected norms of corruption. Now it's endemic.
You know what? You were invited to talk at the Democratic Cabal University as a guest speaker now.
Well, love you, Sarge.
Love you, Laverne.
I'm going to serve the little children.
We serve kids there. Do you serve kids here? Yes, you're on top of the pizza.
Yep.
I will make mine a vegetarian pizza then, okay? You're going to put baby bits in there, man. I don't think I want to indulge.
Little baby bits, huh? We call it chicken tenders.
Brian, you got to watch what you say now. Some people might take you serious.
I know, right, Laverne? I know.
Every day the zeitgeist in the world looks like a satire. It looks like the Babylon Bee, but it's actually accurate and truthful.
Yes, it really does. I like the title.
You got to say to yourself, is this satire or is this a real story? And frequently, the real story is crazy and the satire used to be.
It is. It totally is. You can't make that shit up. Yeah. But I still like my title. America Got Fucked, is now pregnant, and can't get an abortion to clean up the shit. I want to thank the great Sarge for coming in the studio today, everybody. Thank you, Sarge. It's great to hear your voice. And, of course,
you are welcome,
Queen
sir, and I feel diminished by the fact that I haven't heard from you in a while, and I'm looking forward to much more interlocution.
Well, thank you, and when I look that up, I'll be grateful. I don't know what that means. Why you? Thank you, Sarge.
Slowly I turn, step by step, inch by inch.
All right. I'm getting my win back. Today was a big test today of how long I can go. I think I did okay. I think we did 2 hours show today. Melissa, what can I say?
Hey, when are you going to be on again, Brian? I don't want to miss the next outing.
Well, thank you. I don't even know what today is. Somebody help me out. Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Tuesday.
I'm going to try to...
Today's Tuesday.
Today's Wednesday, isn't it? Let me see.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, today's Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna try to keep my time at 7 a.m. at regular time, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time tomorrow.
Aye, aye.
And you can always follow me. Go to blogtalkradio.com/ put in Brian Hammer Jackson. Hit the follow button. It'll let you know. But I'm going to try to keep that time. That's what I'm set for do. I know Laverne says keep it. Don't be coming in all drunk and shit. I'm going to try to keep that time, Laverne. I'm going to try to keep that time.
All right.
Melissa, I mean, I don't know what to say. You're a great friend, man. So supportive. And I would give you
a big hug.
You know what I mean? Thank you for what you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
You're really good. And now I do my radio voice. Hey, this goes out to a big guy named Sarge. Yeah, he believes in everything but being a Democrat and social issues. Yeah, next time you go across his lawn, he'll shoot your ass. Sarge, this goes out to you with CCR. Yes, it does. There you go, Sarge. That's for you. I want to thank everybody, and I'm going to see you guys tomorrow.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Good night. That goes out to my friend Sarge. Please be safe out there, my friend, and I will see you guys tomorrow morning. I'm out. I'm Brian Hammer Jackson, and I'll see you.